Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an action city lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coupe. Pulley on the top but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been a pool. She an addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Big daddy, how you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be drippin' to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes in the rough, we foul tackle. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help them. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Taffy, I'm not no Gundy. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. We from the north, straight out the dungeon. From the north, baby. I go in the mouth, she costing me nothing. 300 the watches out of your budget. Mean mugging got me clutching. Yeah, and it's stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, left the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Legends undercover. I'm an action city lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit.
In a Hellcat, cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a nigga land favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lure. Sleeping on the pallet, turn me to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, staying Calabasas. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sipping on lean, trying to keep balance. Hit that Z-Walk, dick you with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that dick like seesaw. When I stepped up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I talked about the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money busting out my jeans like I do skiing. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Unfucking real, man. What's going on, Detroit? I don't know if they got a lot of racing to talk about, but, you know, they did a little racing down south. I don't think we did any racing up north. We got bad weather right now, so race season is at a halt for us up this way, but down south, they still locking in, and they still getting to it. But right now, we can't get to nothing but a raincoat and an umbrella. That's about the only thing we can get to up here. That's not the fucking way, you stupid son of a bitch. Anyhow, it's raining up this way, but I got to make an announcement. Old Kiki, they say old Kiki had a stroke. His little kind Lightfoot, I don't know what kind that invention kind to come on and tell y'all about old Kiki. The little guy we were talking to last week about how he was serving people at the concession stand, found out he had a stroke today. I don't know where he had it, but Pine just informed us that Kiki, the one with the white foot Mustang that Bobby blew the fuck up about a year and a half ago or a year ago at Baldy's race, yeah, he ain't doing too well. He had himself a stroke. So, you know, we want to keep Kiki in our prayers. And let's pray that he have a speedy recovery, you know. Never know with those strokes what they do to you. I heard they, like, paralyze one side of your body. Different stuff happens to different people. But that's a part of us getting to the doctor, fellas, and seeing what our blood pressure is. Start to eat the right food and stuff, man. We got to start taking care of ourselves, Uncle Fuller's men, because if we just keep going, and eventually something will give on you, you know. So guys got to start getting to the doctor and stuff, you know, and it don't just come up on you. It's gradually progressing. And if you're not taking care of it, something will happen to you. I mean, that's your sugar, your blood pressure. Those are things that we have to constantly check and take care of. Sugar, blood pressure. You don't mess around, be like a lot of these guys having strokes, heart attacks, all kind of stuff. So you just got to take care of your health, fellas. But anyhow, we're going to get to it here in a minute. I don't know where Little Willie is. Pine, because Pine wanted us to mention it. He did send me a text about it earlier. When Pine get on, we'll have further details on our buddy, old pal, old Kiki. Now, I did hear it was some kind of racing going on over there on the street in the shop, but somebody say one was scared and the other one was glad of it. Now, I get different stories of saying that one of the guys say he was ready out there, ready to put in some work, but the other guy wasn't ready. And then when he did get ready, the police came. So eventually we're going to get down to that and see what's going on with that. Hold on, y'all. That was Willie right there. So I guess he'll be calling me in a minute. Yeah. I hear we're supposed to be smoke over here and over there in the shop, and they ain't get to it. So, you know, in a minute I'm gonna see if old Lyle Mouse Shorty get on here and let us know what happened with him in the. And track hawk, he's supposed to run that track hawk back. So we'll see what's what in a minute here. Gotta make sure my board up and working right. Let's see. I don't know. Maybe Kamala Harris was scared to push the button. I don't know. We're gonna have to see why Kamala didn't go in the battle. You know, sometimes old Kamala gets scared, so I don't know. Was Kamala scared or was that Trackhawk scared? Okay. So we'll find out here in a minute. Hold on a little bit. Will, your mic open, man. Lil Will. Damn it. It's tripping. We're going to see here who was scared and which one was glad of it. You know what I mean? Hold on, Willie. Hold on, Willie. The board acting a fucking fool. Hold on, Willie. Hold on, fellas. I'm going to get this board back connected. It's tripping, man. Well.
What the fuck? Damn, okay, your shit tagged,
Kimo. And I'm Kimo.
Coming back. Yeah. Go ahead, man.
I know they're going to be hiring for Halloween. All they want you to do is stand in the back, open your eyes, and scare all the kids.
$25. Where they doing that at, Lil Will? That's easy work.
Easy work, huh?
That's easy work.
Yeah.
Hey, Lil Will, you lucky I got a little love and respect for you because I get on your four-eyed ass.
All you got to do is stand there and open that motherfucking lid and scare everybody. Motherfucking eyes.
Hey, Kimo, you hear that? You fit that description too, goddammit. We both will go get some jobs.
I ain't a little short at
my
motherfucking. I ain't short at
long week this week. One of you motherfuckers on East Side motherfuckers done stole my motherfucking car. I can't find my shit. Police ain't find it. One of you faggot motherfuckers find it.
How you just gonna put that on the East Side, Lil Will? That's crazy.
Ain't nobody did it but a fucking East Side motherfucker.
That's crazy. That's some biased ass shit right there. Just because you're from the West Side, you gonna say the East Side. That's crazy.
Took a fucking L in Brownstown. Motherfucker take my shit. You know what I'm saying? I had a pretty motherfucker, Kimo. Motherfucker took my shit. So if y'all see my shit around, man, let a pimp and player know that his shit is around. Y'all see my shit. Cause I know y'all always hating on me and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mad at me and shit. I'm gonna take my shit.
God almighty.
You understand what I'm saying? Me and William. Man, William, mad at a motherfucker. We couldn't hop in that bitch this morning and go to practice and shit. That's what the fuck we do. We get in that bitch. They go 1190s up 94. Come on back home and put the bitch back in the garage. Because you know that can't have nothing now. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
You might as well go and get you a truck. Now, Will, shit. I know you had the best insurance on the motherfucker.
It's heartbreak. I just wonder where my shit at. Is my shit stripped to the bone or is in a garage? I know my baby's scared. You know what I'm saying? My baby ain't used to being in the hood and shit like that. You understand what I'm saying? So I know my baby's sitting in nerves and scared, crying and shit. But you motherfuckers
good
got
God
my shit,
man.
Yeah,
hey,
man,
Kimo,
well,
what you got going on?
Man, I ain't got nothing going on, man. I just got back from Mobile. I had to go down there and move the people back this way. Other than that, I'm chilling, man.
Kimo, you know about a month and a half ago, I was ducking getting on the show. So bad about me erasing, but look, I can get on this motherfucker now, and they really can't. You know what I'm saying? They can't say too much.
Ain't you going to engage this weekend, Bubby?
Yeah, we locked in. Yeah.
So how you going to be a partner for the kids?
Hold on. I just heard that scary motherfucker out of Chicago say something.
You lying pussy motherfucker. I ain't scared of shit, nigga.
Who said something about being scared, Skin?
You didn't hear that goddamn chemo?
I probably missed it.
Yeah, they want to make the show, you know. They know I wasn't scared. They know who the fuck was scared.
No, I got to be. I know. See, one thing about me and chemo, we ain't no go along to get along with Skin. We gonna tell
okay,
the
okay, T-I-E. Stop right there. Tell me, how did you think I was scared, T.I.E.? Tell me, how did you think I was scared?
Now this kind of threw me off, what made me think you a little nervous.
Go ahead.
So, I guess the police came. I caught the tail end of it, right?
So,
the money is up, right, Bub? Now, Bub, listen at this, Bub, and I want you to answer this. The money was up from what I get. The DP man said, I guess they're going to try to come back over there and rent. Let's go to Walmart. Of course, Akil ran over to Walmart, drove his shit over to Walmart. Akil stayed there. Cause he, you know what I'm saying? He probably stayed there. I don't know if he wanted it to cool off. He wanted to get hot. You know what I'm saying? He stayed there. And Skin, I heard you make a statement and say, I'm not racing that bitch unless he come over to Walmart. To me, that shows a little bit of nervousness and scariness to me.
Right. And I understand. Hold on, I let you say what you said, and I understand that.
Let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
And Bub, where you at? Bub, you there?
Yeah.
Bub!
I'm here, motherfucker. He listening.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? And Skin said, made the statement, I'm not running that motherfucker unless he come over to Walmart. I didn't see a purpose. I said, why he can't just stay where he at? The money already up. He don't have to drive over to Walmart. What's the purpose of him driving over to Walmart if he don't want to drive over there? Now, what you think about that, Bub?
Like I said, Lil Will, I was listening, but I wasn't paying attention.
Man, I just started paying attention.
I'm trying to watch this BMF shit too. You was on mute.
Man, you posted. You must ain't got cable. You should have went on demand and watched it this morning. Okay.
He gone.
Okay. Now, Lil Will, you said what you said. Now, am I allowed to say what I'm going to say?
Go ahead.
Now, you're absolutely correct what you said, Lil Will. This was the case, Lil Will. The man called me Monday and was talking all that gangster shit. I said, lock in, motherfucker. He said, 105 said, lock. He said, tomorrow night, which was Tuesday, at 11 o'clock, I said, locked. He said, fuck it, let's do a 2-on-10. I said, locked. He said, just a minute, I gotta take this test right quick. So we waiting about 5 minutes. I said, where the fuck he go? He said, I'm here, motherfucker. I told you I gotta take the COVID test. I said, why the fuck is you calling me? All you do is gotta say lock, motherfucker. He say, no, he took the little COVID test or whatever. So he hung up the phone and called me back 3 hours later. Now, yeah, I'm through now. What you wanna do? I said, whatever the fuck you wanna do. He said, 1-on-5 for Friday. I said, bitch, what happened to Tuesday night at 11? I said, it's gonna rain Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday over here. That's what it's saying. Slightly rain Friday. In the evening, he said, motherfucker, hold on. Let me look at the weather. He looked at the weather and said, I don't know what site you looking at. It ain't no motherfucking rain Friday. I said, bitch, lock in. He said, he scratched that 2-on-10 and said 1-on-5. I said, lock, however you want to do it. He picked the time, how we run it, off the flashlight, everything. I said, cool. I gets over there at 5:30 Friday. I'm sitting there.
Why you there so early?
So that turbo can cool off, baby. I want it nice and cold.
No.
You're not listening, man. Why is you cutting me off? I didn't cut you off when you was telling your story.
You did cut me off. You're lying.
Okay, well, you got that one time. You just cut me off. Now, leave me the fuck alone. Let me tell my story. I get over there at 5:30, sir. I'm waiting. He get there about 6:15. He pull up with the track off. I said, hey, Akil, let's go and flip for lanes because the dudes was there to prep my lane. Whichever lane I get.
Whoa. You niggas got niggas out, motherfucking mass traction out there to prep your lane?
Whoa, motherfucking yeah, nigga.
Ain't no motherfucking street racing.
Hey, nigga, whoa. You ain't listening, boy.
Listen, man.
See that? You're lying again. You won't let me finish. Listen to what a motherfucker told me. A motherfucker text me on Facebook. He don't even got my number. He hit me on Messenger and said, Ken, I heard you're racing the track hawk again. I said, yes, I am. He said, do you mind if I prep your lane? Because we don't want you to wreck the car again. I said, I don't give a fuck. He said, what lane do you have? I said, I don't know. We got to flip for lanes. He said, okay, I'll be there. That was it. So they was there, right? Akil gets there. I said, Akil, let's flip for lanes. He said, no, let's wait till the DP man get here. The DP man get there at 6:40. I said, now we going to flip for lane. We flip for lane. He flipped. He called it. He lose the flip. I picked my lane. I said, I got the right lane. They start prepping the motherfucking lane, spraying the shit down and lighting it up and shit. He went over there with a push broom and started sweeping his lane. He was sweeping now. He push broom. I said, let me see your broom, Akil. He said, hell no. And then the other motherfucker got the broom and said, I said, man, let me see that broom. He said, hell no, motherfucker. I'm bending with the track off. I ain't letting you see this motherfucking broom. I said, okay. Right. So I'm just keeping it 100, man. So I said, oh, okay, Tyreek, because Tyreek's my little buddy. It's just like, if Kimo was out there, I'm like, Kimo, let me see that broom. Kimo like, I'm betting with Lil Wheel. Damn. Uh-huh. It's like that, Kimo. Okay. So I said, okay, I like that. So if they would have asked me for some VAT, I wouldn't have gave them shit. But they ain't need none no way. It had all-wheel drive, full drag radio. Cool. Okay. Now, I said, bitch, let's get up there. They done prepped the lane all. I said, let's get up there. Hold on a minute. So we was already cooling off. He was cooling off from 6:15 to about 6:45. He was cooling off 30 minutes. I had cooled off over an hour. Now, I look up. He talking about, hold on. So I don't know what they doing because he ain't got no license plates on the track off. He got his police buddies with him. It looked like they all like they swole and shit. They chilling. Now all of a sudden the police come and did some shit I ain't never seen in my life. They start riding. When they start getting close, they got on the walkie-talkie and said, no standing, no parking. You must leave or you'll be ticketed and told. I said, what? I said, Michi, what's up? Who got the money? He got our $10,000. I said, Michi, what's up? He said, man, we all going to Walmart. I said, okay. I jump in the super, start it up. We go to Walmart. So everybody at Walmart, Scott called me and said, Shawty, where y'all at? I'm on Doty. I said, what you over there for? The police came and ran us away. We all in Walmart. He said, a kill over here with his hood up. I said, what? So I tell the DP man, hey, man, tell the kill to come over here, man. The fuck is he still over there for?
Oh, hold it right there. He can't tell a kid to come over there now. Why would she?
You're not listening, man. Would you let me tell my story? Would you let me tell my story?
Go ahead.
Now, I said, tell that man to come over here. He said, Akil, where you at, man? Come to Walmart. He said, all right, I'm on the way. He said, Akil said he on the way. I said, okay. So we all out there lollygagging about 5-10 minutes passed. I said, Scrap was still on my last guy. I said, Shorty, man, I'm still sitting here. Akil's still here. So he called Akil back. Akil, I thought you was on your way to Walmart. Akil said he need a jump. I said, this nigga lying his ass off. Now he need a jump. I said, oh, I see what he's trying to do. He know I had to drive over here. So when I drive back, he want me to hurry up and get to the line while my turbo a little hotter than his car. No, that bitch got to pull over here like you told us to, DP man. Unless the DP man tell me I got to go over there and run it, I ain't running. The DP man said, you got to come over here, Akil.
Go ahead, sir. That right there shows me a little nervousness.
Okay, all sounds good. Let me finish the story, though. You might change your mind because you ain't going along to get along. Okay. Now, Akil comes over there. I said, bitch, let's get it. He said, everybody's like, come on, Akil. He bullshitting, talking about a Tesla. What you want to do with the Tesla? You got the brake. I said, bitch. No, he said, what you want to do with RBL car with the Tesla? They had a Tesla over there. I said, bitch, we going to run him head up. Get to the track. But right now, let's do this on the street. He said, hell no, we going to do it on the street. I said, we going to take the break on the street with the Nova. He said, no. I said, fuck it, I'm going to take the break with the Supra. He said, You got it, motherfucker. I said, I'm going to take it at the track. He said, when? He said, hold on, let me talk to my buddy. He came back and said, when you want to do it at the track? I said, oh, you'll run my super at the track, give me the break, but you won't run the Nova at the track. Nigga, you's a bitch, nigga. Let's go over here and race. He was stalling then. We goes over there. We on our way over there. Bookie called my phone, called Bookie in action. Bookie pulled up on the side of me and said, Shorty, because there's a couple of drops of rain started coming down. That's when he said, let's go. Bookie said, it ain't raining no new Doty. I said, come on, bitch. Hurry up, let's get over there. We can pull straight to the line. We rushing over there. When we get around there to Doty, goddammit, it started raining over there. We pulled over. Nah. We got out. The man came. He saw it was raining. The DP man came and gave us our money back. I said, hold on, don't give me shit. Tell him to leave it locked in. Fuck tomorrow. Akil said, I got to go to work tomorrow. I said, bitch, whenever you free. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, next Friday, I don't give a fuck. He said, no, I'll just call you on the phone. So now you tell me who the fuck scared, nigga. Punk motherfucker. I told him to leave it locked in, motherfucker.
I didn't say you was all the way scared, but you was shaking in a motherfucker.
Yeah, okay. Hey, let me say this. Okay, let me say this. Lil Will. Let's just say you right for argument's sake. You mean to tell me your motherfucking ass wasn't shaky when you locked in with that boy, what's that man's name? When you went to 42, motherfucker, you know who I'm talking about. You know, bipolar, whatever the fuck that car is. What do you know the name of that car, motherfucker? Viagra. Was your pussy ass nervous when you locked in with Viagra? That's why you blew that bitch up. Yes or no? I need to know. Ho. I said, was you fucking nervous, nigga?
Transfer it over to me.
Hey, Akia, I mean, okay, you right. So let me rephrase that. Do you think I was nervous when I got up there with your ass? When you had your ties on? Do you think I was nervous?
You was robbed. So you know
how the fuck was that? Oh, no. Hey, look. If I was robbing you. Okay, listen to this, though. If I was robbing you, bitch, what you think I'm doing to him? He got a track heart weigh 1,000 pounds more than you. What the fuck you think I'm doing to him, nigga, if I was robbing you? Fuck is you talking about, nigga? The fuck you say about?
That's why you prepping that lane and shit. Cause you know that
it don't matter what I was prepping you. I didn't prep shit. They wanted to prep it. I let them prep it. Hey, now lock the fuck in. I won't do no burnout and take the break from a motherfucker. I won't even do a burnout. Fuck is you talking about? Since I had to prep the lane, motherfucker. Don't prep shit. I'm going to take the break from him.
Listen what I'm telling you.
I'll roll that bitch out and beat the fuck out of him, boy. I'll duck roll that bitch.
Listen what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for the show. Go ahead and prep the show. Well, guess what? Guess what, Lil Will? It ain't the first time a nigga going to be shaky. It ain't going to be the last. But guess what? I was betting my money, nigga. I bet I wasn't betting 200 like I was shaky, motherfucker. I wasn't betting a G like you was betting. I bet the whole 5,000, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? Didn't nobody put up a quarter. Ask any motherfucker, did they give me a quarter, nigga? No motherfucker didn't bet with me. Fuck is you talking about?
I was raised by a gambler.
Lord, how much?
They bet more money when they nervous. They get more money. That don't mean...
Oh, that's the dumbest shit in the world. You didn't see here. He said, y'all got more money.
Hey,
Shorty,
I ain't gonna
say load up on that motherfucking boat.
Man, something wrong with you, man. But go ahead.
I ain't lying to you.
Okay.
I can catch a four for $1,000.
I know when I get nervous, I go ahead and do something crazy.
I'm nervous every time I raise in. Hey, listen to this. I'm nervous every time I race, man. That's why I want to bet a lot. Get it up there, nigga. Now, guess what? Hey, guess what? Where I'm from, when you ain't trying to bet shit, you nervous. So, I mean, we got two different aspects, you know, on nervousness. I think you're nervous when you want to, when you like Jeremiah talking about lock in 300 on 15 with an $80,000 car. They got $80,000 car. They locking in 300 on 15 to go down south. Let's get the fuck out of here, nigga. Where they do that at? Fuck is you talking about? I don't do that. So guess what, kid? I've been nervous all my fucking life because I'm betting more right here than they betting down south. I ain't going to go that far. The fuck I'm going to go that far for when I could beat a motherfucker ass right around the corner 30 minutes away? The fuck out of here or get my ass beat. So I'm nervous every motherfucking day, nigga. Every day.
No, we ain't gonna say you shaking. You just
I'm shaking every day, nigga. When I wake up, I'm shaking. My dick starts shaking, nigga. I'm shaking every day when I wake up, nigga.
It ain't nothing wrong as long as you admitted it. I mean,
yeah. I'm admitting it, y'all. I shake every day because I don't know how my life gonna turn out. I don't know if I'm gonna live or die. I'm at your ass, nigga, every day. Every motherfucking day. So I'm scared.
Hey, man,
the whole world knowing
that. Brother, I can relate to that, my brother.
You know what I'm saying? Who is that?
See, Bud, when he shake, you know what he do? He turn up the Neho.
You know, no disrespect, you know, but I ain't your daddy, goddammit. I don't be shaking.
Neho!
You know, that's my name. I can crack a little joke like that.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying, Bud. Hey, Bud, one would say, now, let me tell you what they said about you.
Now, Bud ain't got no need to be nerdy. He ain't betting shit.
Nigga, I'm betting the family jewels, motherfucker. So I don't know what you call it. Call it whatever you want to call it. They say you ain't... Hey, Bud, they say you ain't got no pressure on you. When you driving, because you ain't betting shit. They say ain't no pressure on you. You should be a good driver. They said if you would bet your money, bro, there's no way you would be that motherfucking confident or you would be shaky.
Again, can you hear me?
Yes, I do, sir. Yes, I do.
I done had about 50, 60 grudge races. It only been about two or three I ain't bet on. So it's like, and I'm being honest.
Right. I'm just telling you what your Detroit brothers be saying. I ain't going to put no name on it. They know who the fuck they is. They know who they is. They said ain't no pressure on Bull because he not betting a motherfucking dime.
But what about when I
drink
500 and what about when I'm betting 500 on myself plus I get my driver's percent or I bet 1,000? Well, I ain't bet 1,000.
I don't know.
Man.
I'm just telling you what the gentlemen, what they be saying. You know what I'm saying? Since we on this bitch playing true confession, because guess what, Bub? They act like they were mad at me. I said, I want Bub in the car. They said, what? What Bub got on you? They act like I owed you some money or something, Bub. I said, I like the way Bub drive. I like the way he listens. I like that. That boy,
right.
He gonna do what he gonna do. He gonna do what it takes. He trying to win. See, if some motherfuckers don't give a fuck about winning, I know you give a fuck about winning. Whether you better or not, that ain't got nothing to do with it. That didn't have shit to do with it to me. I know you trying to win.
Hey, Skin, let me just be 100 with you. And you tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Go ahead.
So if a nigga on the budget, you know what I'm saying, and I could come out there and just drive for free and get 1,000. I ain't got to risk a dime. What's wrong with that?
That's what you supposed to do. Man, you know how many times I ain't going to say I ain't have to bet, but I ain't spending a dime in the car. I love it.
Well, no,
I'm
using
somebody else.
It only been a race. Well, it's probably been two or three races that I done been in that I just didn't have the money to bet on myself.
No, I understand that. But see, this is what they don't understand. See, I watch more than they probably done watch. See, me and you used to gamble. We used to shoot dice. So it takes heart to go out there. You charge me every time. I don't give a fuck if you got 200, 800, 150, 3. You try it. You ain't look like you was goddamn scared of me. You was gambling me every time. And, I, and after that bust down situation, I chose I don't want to gamble you no more. I don't want to try to take your money.
Right.
I like the way you listen. I like the way you drive. I like that. If I bought a car right now, I'd ask you to drive that motherfucker. I don't want to drive no shit like that. I'm driving that Kamala ass, driving it right up the wheel ass.
And it's
that's on my money. I've been getting a lot of negative energy lately, and I ain't did nothing nobody. I was just getting bashed about a month ago.
Hey, Lil Will.
How many times you asked me who I want to be in the car? And what did I say? What did I say, Lil Won?
Nah,
I ain't say drunk ass bub. I said I want bub in there. He said, Skin, why do you want him in the car? Because I do. He want me to tell him why. I don't got to tell you why. That's who I want in the car. Motherfucker, I want him in the car.
Hey, that's your same answer, though. Skin, Lil Will want me in the car.
No, but listen, Lil Will, nah, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. He asked me, should he put you in his car? I said, yep.
Nah, you a
liar. You a goddamn liar. You said Skin. You said Skin.
Fuck.
You said, hold on, that Lil Will, you lying. You said Skin. If you had a choice, you said if you had a choice, who would you put if who would you put in that booth if that was your car? I said, bub. I didn't tell you that. Then you said, hold on. Because I'm going to keep it 100, and I hope it don't hit no nerve. He said, if it come between him and Brandon, who would you put in the car? I said, bub. Ask him. Ask him, didn't I say that?
Hold on, man. Listen what I'm just
saying. Ask the motherfucker. I said, I want bub in there.
No.
I can't drive for him. He my competition.
Who would you put in the car is different, man. Should I put bub in there? That's different. That's too
okay. Well, I'm just telling you what you asked me.
The only way he could put me in the car, he had to say he was Young Money. Other than that, I'm at his ass.
No, I understand that. I was just telling you what he said. I don't give a fuck who he put in there.
Put in the car. Now you
yes,
said,
he
bub,
did.
I might say, I never said, man, should I put bub in the car? That ain't right.
Okay, Lil Will. God damn, I over-exaggerated a little bit.
The only reason he said that because Junior up to 370 pounds now.
Right. And he said, Junior, big as hell, man. Who should I put in the car? I said,
if you come over and bow down and kiss the ring and join Young Money, I'll gladly drive for you.
Ooh-wee.
But other than that, I'm on your ass, nigga, with that Kwame. Kwame versus Jesse, goddammit.
Damn, Lil Will, you got to kiss the ring. You got a ring, boy?
No. He got to come kiss James Black ring.
Oh, okay. James Black ain't got no ring. He's too black.
I'm just saying,
he ain't got no motherfucking ring.
You have to be with Young Money is what I'm saying. Cause, you know.
Bob, I know what you're saying. I'm cracking jokes.
Listen, no motherfucker that drink over 12 ounces of Nahor a week.
12 ounces?
12 ounces of
Nahor
a week.
Good God almighty.
You're
gonna get fucked up right there. Where my glasses at? We done cut the wind light on already. You're gonna be on the starting line looking for them bitches. Like, who light came on? Where my glasses at?
I really can't find my shit. I need my shit. Yeah, but yeah. Man, you just a shaky little motherfucker. You can't take another loss from Akil, because that would have fucked your life up. Akil beat you again. Lord have mercy.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Why would that, hold on, listen. Why would that fuck my life up and I beat him 3 times in a row and his life was fucked up? You think I'm going to let him fuck my life up?
It wasn't no talk show back then. Nah, talk show.
You're a goddamn liar.
That nigga get to getting on this bitch yelling and screaming, boy, you'll kill yourself.
Okay. You keep thinking that, though, man.
Now, we got a question. Who all going down to this motherfucking Virginia? There was a lot of pump faking. We need to know.
I will be in attendance, Chili Willie.
hope you ain't about to lose your damn job to go down to fucking Virginia. You just got that damn job.
I work night.
You just got
Friday.
That damn job.
Hey, Louis, you just stop doing it.
I'm going to talk to you like your granddaddy was talking to you. Nigga, you just got that good job. And you going
to
go lose
Will.
It.
Lil Will, dreams work more than money in my book.
Hey, my man, I'm going to tell you, you just got, that's a good job you got. You going to go out there and lose it.
Hey, Lil Will, you need to stop doing whole shit like that, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest. Nigga, dreams work more than money over this
man,
way on my end.
Uh-oh. Little motherfucker, you ain't racing Antoine Brown. You doing this a motherfucker.
Shit,
on
I
that.
Might. Hey, how Gucci man say, bitch, I might be soon enough. Doing enough.
That's a good job. That's a good job you get.
No, Will, just watch this. You already know what's going on. Just watch.
Damn, man.
Just watch, Lil Will. Keep your eyes open.
I don't know who created you or what you think. You think a little bit too much of this drag. I don't know what the
fuck.
Oh, man. I come from true grudge race bad motherfuckers. You know where I came from.
Man, I
from the east side.
I hear another motherfucker on the phone be talking about some true grudge. It ain't nothing.
I'm saying you know where I came from, though, Louis. You ain't got the question. You ain't got the question me.
It's true, bro. Man, get
the hell out of here. What's going on here, Willie O? What's going on here?
Man, Bub.
CEO, what's the deal?
What's the deal, Bubba?
Life in jeopardy again.
Doing what? What are you doing?
Hey.
He about to go
I told him
town.
I was going through Virginia.
Hey, Will, hang on me.
Are you
going to say I was kidding?
How you Lil Will? I ain't got to go to work.
On the job. He going. He taking off already. To go to race.
Virginia over the weekend. He probably don't work on the weekend. Will, what is something?
That's what I just told this dumbass CEO. He ain't listening.
Man, why are you spreading that bad business about what how many days you got on the job? And all
I just told him like he needs to stop doing that whole shit, man. He just can't help it.
Hey, Randy.
Get on that, Randy.
That man got 15 days on the job and already come in talking about needs that Friday off and going
racing.
Hey, you hired
hey,
me
Will,
at a job.
Yeah.
I'm telling you on the first day today I'm going racing. Before you
he,
hire me.
He ain't pulling workman's comp from you and not unemployed.
Let him drive, Randy. Let him go and do his thing.
Yeah, man, let him do
his time. Don't be a thing, bud. I can't even be mad at
you. I'm going down there to go get on some ass, Lil Will. You ain't been doing nothing. And you host a talk show and got
hey,
two
Lil
right
Will.
There.
Hey, Lil Will. Huh? I lost my job because I beat your ass. So why you can't do this job?
I bet you won't make that mistake again.
Guess
you won't beat your boss.
Lil Will, fired
because he was. See, life is all about learning experiences and wisdom. The next time, you won't do that.
You got right.
You'll say, no, nah, I ain't doing that because I know I'm going to lose my motherfucking job.
I ain't going to lie, Lil Will, if I had a chance to do it all over again, I'd do it the same way, nigga.
If I had a chance to cut your ass loose again, I'm going to cut you loose the same
exact way. I like that. I just wish you got more money next time you raised
it. Hey. I'm going to tell you, you know what? I don't need you no more. You know?
Hey, Will.
We done ran our course. Go ahead.
You got to get Tate the Great on. I want to take the Great on grab hold of my pole while you go down south.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
man.
I see they put the boat on. I want to see if they're going to grab something down there.
Now, what happened with Boss Nine? They say Boss Nine lost all his guts holding him on the right track, man. We got to do that. Hold on. Let me hit the blunt real quick, and I'm going to talk to him. We're going to talk to him. Let me hit my blunt, then we're going to talk to the boss. Hold on one second.
Man, stop it, little boy. You don't know what a blunt tastes like. Let you hit your blunt. Let you hit your blunt. Yeah, they gonna be asking me all these motherfucking questions, Randy. What's wrong with them?
Oh, man.
What are they talking about?
Might be the FBI.
What are they talking about, man?
Lil Will asking me all them motherfucking questions, Randy. Skin, it sound like you was shaky. Sound like you was shaky.
You was shaky?
Yeah, did you engage last night or something, Skin? What happened?
No, it rained. It rained out.
Oh, it rained.
It started raining on us, baby.
It rained out, baby.
Hey, that motherfucker was up, he was stalling until it started raining because he knew it was going to rain at 7 o'clock. That motherfucker knew better. I tried to run the nigga at 6:30. Right. He said, no, we're going to wait till 7 o'clock. And then it started raining.
What was the point of waiting?
And then I told him to leave the money locked in for the next whenever he available. And he said, no. And Lil Will said, I'm scared. He said, when I bet a lot of money, that means I'm scared. I said, well, I've been scared every time I raised in, motherfucker.
Lil Will.
Every time I wasn't scared.
Hey,
don't
even
say some dumb shit.
Lil Will said some of the stupid stuff in the world.
Yeah, he said when you scared, when you nervous, you tend to bet a lot of money. He said, that goes for anybody.
Yeah,
so I guess when you was betting all that money, Randy, with that boo and all them cars you had, you were scared to death when you raised the Holy Ghost. You were scared to death, Randy. You bet everything in your pocket. That means you were scared. Now, go on say it, Kimo. Don't get scared because Randy on the phone.
I didn't say that. How it happened. I said,
Kimo said it, and you said it.
I done seen a nigga get both skin.
Okay, so listen to what I'm saying, Kimo. So ain't you saying, you're not just saying you. You saying people tend to be nervous. They bet a lot of money.
Said,
ain't that what you said?
I'm saying, when I get nervous,
let me hear Kimo. Go ahead, Kimo.
When I was up there racing that ugly hooker, I was nervous than the motherfucker. And that nigga said, Torrance, they bet some more, nigga. I said, fuck it, bet. Yeah, I was nervous. Motherfucker, I bet him another $5.
Okay, stop right there. So what are you implying, that I could have been nervous because I was betting $5? Or what?
You could have been.
Okay, so couldn't Randy have been nervous when he was raising Holy Ghost? When he was betting all that money?
Hold on, shorty.
Could you answer my question, brother?
Hold on, man. You are... See, it's a difference. You already locked in. Now, you're nervous, they come to you and they say, nigga, bet some more. You say, yeah, I bet another $1,000. Now, that I'm saying that, you can be nervous. But off the dribble, no, you're not nervous. You're just getting up there.
Okay, well, why did you join in on the shit that Lil Will was talking about? You joined in.
Shorty, don't try to. When I'm nervous, I will bet some more money. Hell yeah.
Okay, and I'm asking you a legitimate question. Why did you jump in when Lil Will was implying that I was nervous?
I said
he was implying that I was nervous.
Look, man, listen. I don't know if you were nervous.
So I'm asking you, do you think I was nervous? Do you think I was nervous, nigga?
I don't know, motherfucker.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Do you think Randy was nervous when he was betting that money?
Nah, he just up that bet.
Oh, Randy ain't nervous, but I'm nervous. You going along to get along, you dick-sucking motherfucker.
Oh, man.
You sucking dick, boy.
Not for Johnson,
you see, he said, hey, kid, you see, he said he don't know if I was nervous, but Randy wasn't nervous. How the fuck you think you talking
about? Oh, man, you got a bias.
Motherfucker.
I have your bias, too.
Hey, look. Let me tell you this, though. Let me tell you this. Let's see if this makes sense. Let's see if this makes sense, kid. Who would be the most nervous? I got $5,000 to my name. I'm betting it all. And somebody got $100,000 betting $20,000. Who do you think would be the most nervous? I should be the most nervous. Motherfucker, I'm betting it all. I'm betting every dream that I ever had in my life, you dumb bitch. You nigga stupid, boy.
Nah,
you nigga stupid.
Motherfucker.
Nigga, I ain't nervous as shit, nigga.
Hey, look,
get up there with that stone and hell, cat, and see how nervous I be, motherfucker.
Hey, you know what?
Nigga.
Yeah, you was nervous, bitch. That's why you sit there telling me to bet all that money. You try to buy the motherfucking bet, nigga. Yeah, you nervous, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Yep. Sure do. Hey, can I ask you a question then? Hey, Kimo. How was I nervous when I was trying to... No, listen to this, Kimo. You did, bitch. I don't give a fuck, you bitches call me. Fuck is you talking about? I'm keeping this whack ass show going. You punk, stanky, nasty, fat bitch. That's why your fat ass ain't in the car no more. You 300 pound punk motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
Damn. Lord, how much? You can't talk to Junior like that.
Hey, Kimo. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, kid. You heard of my thing. How I'm trying to buy the bet when I was racing for 105, Akil kept saying 2-on-10. He was trying to buy the goddamn bet.
He got nervous.
What is you talking about?
He got nervous.
Nigga, listen, man. They standing more to lose than me. I can take all the jugging when he whooped my ass. Man, when I beat his ass, they going to stay off the phone, and you know better, Kimo. We on the phone every morning. You don't see them on the phone.
Hold on.
You don't see no riding them on the phone, boy. I be on this bitch every day, win, lose, or draw, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? So who it look like trying to buy a bitch? Who scared, kid? I'm on this bitch every day. Goddamn it. Fuck is you talking about?
Goddamn. Man, this fucking thing. Hold on, hold on.
Lord, how much?
He won't going along to get along.
Oh, man, not to go along to get along.
Hey, Junior, you shouldn't even do that, man, because you know you called my phone to get on, Junior. Don't do that, Junior.
Oh, scared.
Yes.
I got a question.
Come on with it.
Who would you say, give me your top three who held it down this season over there in Chicago? Give me your top three. I ain't saying no specific bad as
that. Top three.
A bad as that.
Let me see. We going about records or who going to race or what? Or faster cars? How you?
No. Just give me your top three from Chicago who you think, you know, put in the most work or the most impressive work or, you know, your top three. Yeah, really bad as motherfuckers over there right now. It doesn't matter about no class, right?
Okay.
Three Lug.
I'm going to say, Three Lug putting in work. The Hill Boys, they were putting in work. Yeah, but I ain't going to say my
name.
Somebody else
said. Ray Carvon.
Tutu was down south. So you know what? Yeah, you know what? I got to reevaluate. It's about a top five. It's about five motherfuckers. I wasn't going down south, but none. I ain't been down south. But yeah, Tutu. I was a guy about that goddamn deuce. I'm a guy about that goddamn Tutu.
Next.
But see, lately, it's like, what have you done lately? Because lately, it's looking like Double D. You know what I'm saying? Because they done did, in the last month, they done did more racing than they done did in their fucking life. They raced three times in a month. Them motherfuckers ain't raced that in their whole race fucking career. Now, tell me a lie, kid.
Why you ain't so dope?
They boy ain't did nothing. What do you do this year? One race or something?
You've been doing that.
What do you do? He only raced twice that I know of. He won one, he lost one. Name some more races he raced.
No, I just he whooped me and he whooped Murdoch.
Who was Murdoch? Oh, yeah, Murdoch, he whooped you down south. See, I don't be keeping up with that down south shit. Yeah, he whooped you down south.
Thank God.
Who will you whoop up here?
I'm trying to think. He whooped one motherfucker up here. Who he whooped, kid? I know he lost. He red-lighted to Pete. And, damn. Who was that he whooped? I might have been talking about that race with you.
Yeah,
I might have been talking about that race with you. Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, you right.
Because he didn't race Tony Bound. Yeah, he didn't race Tony Bound.
I was just happy he was coming around, but he hasn't had a lot of race.
Yeah, he ain't really had no race. But I ain't saying he wasn't trying to engage. He was trying to engage with who he was trying to engage with. They wasn't going with him.
Well,
but he ain't really raced this year, but he got his car in order. He got his car in order ready to race, and he don't race a couple times.
Yeah, Tutu, that motherfucker fly. I didn't see the race between him and Wick, but I would have thought he would have whooped Wick. I would have got
stuck. Now, what about five people over there in Detroit?
Oh.
Huh?
You are a sub host.
Hey, Bub.
I got a question.
Yo.
I got a question.
You say what?
Hold on. They talking to somebody else. I think Lil Will talking to somebody.
We got a quick question. Why the fuck are y'all laughing at Tony Brown when he spit all his guts all over the motherfucking track? Why did y'all laugh at that man?
Who was y'all?
On the video when they said dog say he done spit everything out on the motherfucking track and he about to run in.
Yeah, but you got to get the people that was on that was left.
I like that.
Huh?
What's wrong with you? You doing something? You ain't hyped up. What's wrong?
See, I'm tired, bro.
Daddy been working, Lil Will. Hey, Lil Will, he might have been doing something that you gonna be doing, getting some pussy.
No, Lil Will, I just got back, man. I've been out of town the weekend, but no, Will, you got to get the people on that was left.
Did the man get in that oil pan, or he just broke something?
No, man, probably just. It looked like it just pushed water. You know what I'm saying? Probably lifted the head gas or something, pushing water, oil and water.
Oh, okay. He ain't get all the way in that oil pan.
Hey, that's that new $40,000 motor he wrote that check for.
Nigga, shit.
That's that motherfucker he's talking slick about. He said, "God damn it, hey, y'all want to buy a motherfucking motor? I got the old one when come out that motherfucker. Give me $8,000.
I said, but Will, I could have left him the way he probably could have tore his motor up if I hadn't ran over there.
What did you see? What did you see?
I mean, I saw the oil coming out the side of the fender.
Oh, you saw the oil coming out the exhaust.
Not the exhaust. It was coming out the side of the fender. It wasn't nothing
coming
out
by the fender. So it might have been dripping down off the fender. It was coming out of somewhere else, Lil Wong.
No, it wasn't dripping. It was pouring. It wasn't dripping, Chicken. It was pouring out.
Pouring. It was pouring out. Could have been the side of the block. Could have been a whole bunch of different spots. It was coming off the fender, Lil Wong. It wasn't coming out the goddamn header.
Could have been a filter?
It was like a fire hydrant, huh?
You're a stand-up guy, man. Because one of these niggas in Detroit or Chicago, they sent me on down.
Don't lie. Hey, Lil Will, don't lie on Chicago, you punk motherfucker. Lie on Detroit.
Hey, but Trigger Man, if y'all see a blue Hellcat Challenger riding around down there, call me up, man, because it might not happen.
Hey, you ain't gonna go down there and get it, motherfucker.
Hey, FaceTime and describe that bitch to me.
Somebody stole his car.
Yeah, they stole his Hellcat.
Man, ain't no way you ain't got no GPS on no on them cars, man.
I told him.
No way y'all ain't got a GPS. Don't cost but $200, man.
I
told that nigga Trigger Man, you wouldn't listen to me. I told that nigga in February.
Yeah, GPS don't call but $200, man.
When the finance company was.
Yeah, you sure it ain't repo?
Oh, man.
Y'all know that motherfucker at the bottom of the Detroit River. Nigga want to get away from under them payments. Y'all stop.
Oh, man, come on. Lord,
you ain't pulling no.
Hey, and you want me to go there with you, Flop?
You done been there with me,
Lil Will. You done been there.
Lil Will. That's Lil Will.
Hey, Will, you ain't getting no check on that, is you, Will?
Oh, man.
hey, Steve. We are gonna get that check, and about a month or two later, I bought my car back. This time.
Oh, come on, Jamie.
Hey, you know why he's doing that, Jamie? Because he couldn't sell the mouse to nobody. He said, fuck it, the Hellcat got to go.
Oh, come on, Shorty.
Hey, Lil Will, how come you ain't going there with them? How come you ain't going there with them? You threatened me, but you won't go there with them.
It hurt
my feelings. But they always told me the same thing, make you laugh or make you cry.
No,
hey,
Lil Will. Man, I'm just cutting up.
Did you have
Well, I ain't gonna lie. Jay's just cutting up. Fuck that bitch. I'm for real. The bitch bitch was laughing when I told Kamala, goddammit, that bitch fished, motherfucker. That motherfucker was fished in 10 days.
Hey, but Will, I got a question. I got a question, Will. All right, when I got on, you said, you mentioned about the people laughing, you know what I'm saying, that Tony or whatnot. But why did you call me on that subject?
You got a point there.
Right there in the camera.
You got a point there.
And you one of our co-hosts too, Jamie. You know.
Oh, okay.
I know you got a lot of work to do on Monday. We like to hear from you every weekend. Keep us up to date with what's going on.
Okay.
That motherfucker finally told the truth, Jamie. This motherfucker finally told the truth, man.
Motherfucker, I don't like, don't care for me and chemo. You know, I probably won't do the show too much long. We didn't prove our point, but you know, we'd like you to keep us up to date. They said, did you get in the oil pan versus Tim Turner? They said, you might have gotten that oil pan. I just got a text. And they said, you might have gotten that pan.
Yeah, but hey, well, I like your text don't work, and tell them to push their one button and let you have the text.
Hey,
listen, as a coast, see, I'm gonna tell Dog that too. When y'all running these shows, to make it more interesting, y'all shouldn't even read them texts out. Y'all should tell the people to come on and talk to whoever they want to talk to and ask them what they want to ask.
Now you got a point there. You got a point there.
That'll make it. Listen, that'll make
the
show
more
interesting.
Lil Will telling who sent him the text, man. He told him,
come on out, Tim House. They got us.
All right, man. Yeah, what's up? Push your one button, Tim House. Yeah, I was first. Yeah. Yeah, Lil Will, just hold tight. Just hold tight, Lil Will. Hey, Tim House, come on up mute.
Oh, shit.
They don't come off. It ain't going to come off and say that.
Come on,
so
Will,
I'm going to tell Dog the same thing. Y'all shouldn't read those things. Y'all should make them people. Matter of fact, you should open their mic. You know the number. You should open their mic and let them tell it. That's
good
what
point.
You should
ooh,
do.
I like
good
that.
Point.
I like that shit, man. Ooh, wait. Hey, there'll be more motherfuckers on here like me, Jamie. What's
yeah,
wrong with
yeah. Yeah, it'll be more
yeah,
people. Yeah, yeah.
They'll
yeah,
learn
yeah,
how to talk and quit acting like they got a dick in their mouth. They'll learn how to talk then.
I mean, hey, what am I going to do to them? What am I going to do to them?
Not that's Johnson
here. Hey, Jamie, would you agree with this or would you disagree? Don't you think practice make perfect? Don't you think the more you talk, the more you'll be able to pronounce the words and read and all that type of shit? These motherfuckers got their mouth closed. That's why they don't know shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's a good thing. I mean, you know, Will, you...
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, y'all should start that, man. Matter of fact, like you say, if I text you something and say, hey, tell Skin to shut the hell up, then you should say, 7526, come on here and tell Skin to shut the hell up yourself.
Oh, man.
I like that.
That'll stop all that. That'll stop all that. And then, you know what I'm saying? You know, it'll make people come on.
It'll make them or break them. It's going to make them stronger, or goddamn it, it'll stop all that.
That's right. That's right.
Stop that bullshit now.
I mean, what's the difference if you're texting
it
to Will? You could text it to the person. You should tell it to the person you want to tell it to. If you're texting it to Will.
Damn. You mean a big son of a gun at? He won't even hit the one button. I can't really find his number because I'm driving. But
yeah, but if he did say it, I got a big gun I hit on his ass. If he did say, I got a big gun I hit on his ass.
Damn.
Yeah.
Come on, Jamie.
But Skin, before I go in depth, I just want to hear him say it and want to know if he really said it. You know, a lot of people tell lies, you know what I'm saying, like put
yeah,
it on
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah,
I just want to hear
right.
if he said it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to go in and if he come on and say
right
it.
About that, Chemo and Lil Will, we allow them out. We allow them.
And then he can try to do, then what we can do is he can try to do what Kim did, you know?
Hey, Jamie. If Lil Will said it, and he got a G body coming out too, so you can get on his behind.
Hey, what are you saying, Randy? What are you saying, Randy?
Lil Will got a G body coming out. since he said that, you can get on his behind.
I got a junior G-body. I don't have
Listen, Will. All that class type stuff when it comes to grudging, we don't classify nothing as no junior, nothing as no senior, or nothing as no baby when it comes to grudging. That man, as long as you got that G-body, you got action. I don't care what type of G-body you feel like you got to classify yourself in. You got action.
I like that.
You know when you go into a race that got a shootout that you got to be ticked and all that, then that's when you classify what you might have in going into them races. But you know, this is a grudge racing right here. I mean, I'm not gonna look up under your hood or tick your, make sure you got a 10-inch wheel like Biz always make sure people make sure you got a 10-inch wheel. I run you. No, Biz. That ain't what grudging about, Biz.
Hey, Lil Will, sound like you nervous.
Oh, come on,
Sean. Sound like you nervous, Lil Will. Sound like you nervous, Lil Will.
Hey, Will, I know you got my phone number, right? You got my phone number. Can you send me that text Big Son of a Gun sent you? Send that text to me.
Screenshot.
Hey, Scan.
Yeah.
Is Lil Will nervous? That means he don't want Jamie for a good pot, don't he?
Sure
he don't want Jamie for a good pot, did he?
Hey, Lil Will, can I ask you a question?
Well, I feel like I hear Brother G in the background.
Yeah, that is Brother G.
Oh, man.
What's up, Brother Jamie? I said that's a good way to tell the tale or stop the lie, is it? Boy,
oh, that's right.
That's a good.
Let me ask Lil Will a question. Hey, Lil Will.
We shot that text.
Lil Will, when you locked the ghost in 2-on-10, was you nervous? Is that why you locked him in 2-on-10?
Yeah.
Your dick, nigga. Was you nervous?
The thing about me, I'm always nervous when I race. I'm always.
No, Lil Will, I'm gonna clarify some Will. One thing about me, man, I know how it is with these cars and motors. I don't never wish nothing bad on a man when something happened to their car. Now, Will, that's not me. So if somebody say something like I was laughing, I don't joke about nobody tearing up their car, nothing like that. Because if I did, I wouldn't even ran over. I would just let Tony keep his motor running. It would have been about two minutes before anybody would have ran up there to stop him. You see what I'm saying? So I don't get down like that now as far as, you know, joking about that and stuff like that as far as like a motor. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't shoot no shots like that now.
Okay, you ain't that type of guy. Okay.
No. Okay. I drive too many cars. I'm involved in that stuff, man. So anything that could turn around right back around.
They was talking about this, though. They brought this up early. You drive all these cars. If you ain't got no skin in the game, do you think that affects your driving?
Wait a minute. Say what now?
I want to explain it a certain way. Now, you know, I got a little kid basketball team, right? And people, you know, me and Randy had the team. Didn't nobody really have to pay for nothing, right? So we noticed, like, man, well, they go over here, take the kid the football and shit, and kind of play us second hand, like, because they ain't got to pay. But they say when you got skin in the game, you paying your money, you act a little bit different. So with that being said, if I told you, Jamie, come on, drive my car, right? They want to run for 10. If you ain't got no skin in the game, and I'm gonna give you 5% on whatever 10% whatever the race spot is. You think you drive that car a little bit different?
Well, see, that don't apply to me because if I drive 9 cars, I'm locking in, and whatever I lock in on, I got damn near just as much as the owner doing. I bet my own money, man. I don't get paid off no percent on no pop. I bet my own money. So that don't apply to me.
That ain't what he's saying, Jamie. That ain't what he's saying. That if you don't have to bet anything, do you drive different than you would drive if you was betting your money? See, you don't even really know the action.
Okay. No. Listen. Well, listen. If I'm getting paid,
Okay, I thought about that, Skin, because the more cars I drive, that's I thought about it. That's more wear and tear on me. That's like killing me more. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, I spend my own money, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, going here and there. You know, hotels, I mean, I spend my money. You see what I'm saying? They don't pay for that because I don't ask for that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. It's just my contribution back to putting Skin in the game. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a lot of time and stuff into this. Huh?
The Trigger Man,
yes.
Let's get back to the original question, though. Let's just say
okay.
You didn't drive but one car. You only had one car
okay.
to drive. Would you drive it any different, betting on it, or would you drive it any different if you wasn't betting?
Okay, now, was it?
And all you guys had one car to drive.
Do you think it affect you? Like, this is what Lil Will trying to say. Since you, if you putting your money up, your hard-earned money, let's just say you putting up $3,000 and you supposed to pay the mortgage, but you putting up the $3,000, you trying to win. Would you be more nervous betting your money, or would you be more comfortable not betting a dime?
I do the same thing every time. Whether, you know what I'm saying? Whether, you know, sometimes I do the same thing. I mean, that don't bother me. Whether
you
I'm
like
betting
me.
My money.
You like me.
Whether
Will, there's only two of us in this world, Lil Will.
Yeah, listen.
So
what I'm saying is,
you trying to win anytime you go to the sideline, right?
Right. See, what I'm saying, D, is like sometimes
is.
I might go to the track and I might have a race locked in and I might have $1,500. Hold on. I might have $1,500 to bet on that race. You see what I'm saying? Okay, next Thursday, if I go to the track, my money might be messed up, and then I don't have nothing to bet on that race, but I'm still going to drive it like I still got $1,500 bet on the race. You know, like I said, it's going to be the same thing. I don't do nothing, no different.
Y'all some lying motherfuckers.
No, Will, listen to me. Will, I don't know why you would say I'm lying when I ain't got no reason to lie. Hold on, Will.
Bill money out your pocket.
Will.
Say, man, we going off grudge rules.
That
no
don't affect
rules,
nothing.
And we going to drive. You going to get down that bitch. You might off the
will.
Gas. Hold on. You might leave up out of there and knock the car. You might get out of it. You ain't got no money betting. And you come back, man, I ain't want a chance to hand up the car. But if it's your land, you might horse that bitch three or four times trying to get it to hook up.
Hold on, Will. Check this out. Hold on. I'm gonna give you an example.
Fine.
Okay. Hold on. Now. You just made a good example. I don't care what we got, Will. I'm not the driver to go out there. Those are not my cars. So what you just said, that's not me. And if you don't want me in the seat, then I tell the people. Like, I'm not gonna go out there and try to wreck and flip over. I'm going to make the best decision for me. I'm in that seat, Will. So if I go out there and feel a car spinning and about to spin around or something, Will, I'm not about to try to prove a point to y'all that I can drive or something like that. The stay in the car to try to win and then knowing that you're running a car close to ET and if something like that happened, how can you win if a problem is occurring? Hold on, let me finish. If a problem is occurring in your car, how can you possibly win and a car is doing something? Hold on. How can you possibly win and a car is doing something crazy if you in a, running a car that got a similar ET? I guess
okay,
I'm going to stay in the car. Hold on, Will. Let me finish.
The car going I'm going out and you knocking them off.
Let me finish, though, Will.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me finish. You knocking my train of thought when you interrupt me. When I finish, then you can say what you say. But what I'm saying is, like that happened to me before. But I'm not finna go out there knowing that, you know what I'm saying, I feel like this car is about to wreck. And then I'm going to lose the race and lose the wreck of car. So I done lost the pot. I done wrecked the car. Damn near, I'm going to try to kill myself. It's too many variables in that situation. But I'm gonna do what I got to do in the best decision that I can make at that time of whatever occurred. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
So don't tell me I'm lying
driver.
On that part.
Let me ask you, Will, because y'all confusing with what you ask. So look like that.
Uh-huh.
That means you got $2,000 in the pot on the race, and you get up there. versus you not having nothing in the race. You get up to the line. Would you press the tree or would you just, you know, if you don't, if, would you press? So what he's asking, like, he's trying to basically get to the point where we were talking about one of our drivers, Bub. He'd be comfortable.
Oh, and man.
He'd do things because he don't have no money back in the pot. So he can be comfortable like that with what he's doing, which I don't believe. It don't matter if he got money or not. He's going to do, like you say, he's going to do the same thing every time anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so, right, right.
But, like,
is that
first
Michael?
Thing,
I'd like to
nervous.
Add something to that. Is that Michael?
Yeah. You,
okay,
you're,
well, understand what you're saying, Randy.
Listen, I just want to ask a question. Do y'all think a driver has time to think about all that shit from the time he turned the lights on? Somehow,
you know.
So,
I don't think he has time to think about it.
Now, Randy, y'all gotta understand, man. A driver is just like an athlete or anything else. He got a competitiveness about himself. He gonna be competitive every time he go up there. He trying to fuck
and
a man up on the side of him.
I won. So what the fuck? I won.
It ain't got no damn money.
I never said that to Bub. Number one. But let me tell y'all. Let me give y'all a scenario, right? I'm gonna give you a scenario now. If the other car make a clean pass, you ain't gonna motherfucking you gonna lose the race. They know you stand the gas. So if me and Junior sit there and we talk about it, he say, man, nah, what you want me to do? Now Junior's on the line. He said, you want me to go down this bitch and win this bitch regardless? Or if something happened, get out the motherfucking. Now we done did that in the shootout before, right? We ain't got a lot of money based in the shootout. We might get to the final two or something. Now, when I say that is, we already know with nitrous car, you pedal a bitch, you can get a piston with it. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of different things you can do to say, nah, let me fall. If the bitch willing,
this is a little answer.
I know, Junior, you're willing down the track, stay in the bitch.
If you done told your driver, don't do it, that's different.
I say, nah, we ain't going to twist that. Are we going to try to win this bitch at all costs? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Discuss this with your driver. This is what you told him to do, though.
Y'all can talk to y'all ass testify. When that shit happened, it happened so quick, that man ain't thought about a goddamn thing y'all talked about before he got in that car. He ain't thought about nothing like you get in that car. That car,
you know what?
You don't have to do all that, man.
But Lil Will, the point Lil Will mentioned here is that he may not think about nothing Lil Will said. But just for the sake, he do think about it. You done already discussed it with your driver. This you done put in his head. We ain't rubber 2400, man, so if the car break loose or cross, get up out the car. You done told him to do that. So you done told
him
to drive
about
the car
to
full
that.
Capacity.
Listen what I'm telling you. If
I don't
you got your money,
you need
that's me and Junior's scenario.
But I don't believe no driver have time to think about all that shit. That's just me. I don't think he got time to think about what we talking about last night.
So you say something, right? What the fuck you said? I'm misunderstanding what y'all said.
Hey,
Lil
Will,
that's me and Junior. Hold on. That's me being the owner and Junior being my driver.
No,
that's
Will, when
all,
I,
that's,
hold on,
man.
Listen to what I'm saying, Bub.
Hold on. I'm giving you a scenario how me and him are talk. Everybody don't talk like that. If
I'm saying you talking
money,
about
man,
are you
say,
saying I didn't total?
I'm winning my money. I'm not losing my fucking money. I'm going to stand there.
You're not being
direct,
Bub. You're not being direct.
Listen, who
are you talking about, Will?
I can't be direct. I never said, we just talked about that earlier. We just brought it up on the show earlier. So what I'm telling you is, if I say, man, I ain't losing my $2,500, nigga, that got to go towards my rent. I can't go home and tell my girl I ain't got that. Of course, if I ain't got a dime bet it, man, I'm getting out the gas. I ain't risking $10.
But who you compare
to? It's a total different line.
Okay, but what cut on cross up in the wood, you lose anyway.
Talking in general, man. What are you talking about?
What cut on cross up in the wood, you lose anyway. You still lost the $2,500 though. What if you make a clean hit and you still need 25?
It done been scenarios where a motherfucker, man, you should have stayed in that bitch.
No, no, I'm not.
Why you ain't
saying
I was going straight? Why you ain't staying in it?
Hey. Hey, can I say something?
Will, let me say this right. Let me
say
this right here.
Hold on, before you say something, bud. Listen, if you got a good driver, he already hates to lose. He don't want a motherfucker talking about him or none of that. So he's going to try to win every trip he get in the car if he's somebody. We don't like to lose, man. When we go to the line, the only thing on our mind is cut a good light and try to win.
If you ain't got no seed in the game, you a loser.
LaWheel, I just heard you say something about what you said. What you just said something that you say a lot of people said why you got out of the car and this and that. Let me give you an example, Will. Don't nobody, like, when I'm in a car, like, my people don't question me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because they know
exactly.
When I get in, I'm going to win. So if you got to question your driver, you need to get your driver. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you feel that way. You know what I'm saying? When I get in the seat, they already know what it is, whether I got money in it or whether I don't. I'm going to make the best decision for us because when I'm in that car, that's my car. I treat them cars. Hold on. I treat them cars like they're my cars. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, my reputation.
Take the car out of it, man. Take the car. Your life in that car.
I know, Danny.
If he put me in that car, he won't worry about that goddamn car in my life. Fuck him and that car. Let me tell you something.
Right.
No, but we got a reputation. We trying to keep up, man.
All the things you both tell that man is be safe and make good decisions, man. And that's it.
I know, but listen.
Hold on, Jamie. No matter what you tell the driver, that shit happens so quick, that man ain't thinking about what the fuck you talking about. He's going to do whatever he can do at that time. That's all he can do. And it's over with.
Right. Let me finish saying what I was saying about Will when you mentioned people drive the car outside the car. You know, when I ran Silver Surfer, and this is a good example, man, because that's when JR wrecked that Pro Mart. But that same weekend, that Thursday I ran Silver Surfer, and the race over with now, but I can say it. But a lot of stuff that you can look at on the outside wheel, you can't see inside that car or feel on the inside of that car. When I ran the Silver Surfer, my team had me pointed toward the center line. When I left, we put more power in the car, but the car toted the tires further than what it normally did. So it was going toward the center when I had the front tires picked up. I couldn't control it until the car landed. When the car landed, I had to gradually drive the car instead of overcorrecting the car. I had to gradually drive the car to the right. But, Will, as I was gradually driving it to the right, guess what? That driver tire, I was in the right lane. So that driver tire, I could feel it in the seat. That tire was spinning, Will. You know what I'm saying? I stayed in the car much as I could, gradually turning to the right. So I felt that tire spinning in the seat. But guess what? Y'all on the outside can't see that. So I lift a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I lift a little bit because if I'd have stayed in that car was going to spin around on me. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I was noticing like the people, not my team, but like others was like, Trigger Man, lift. Yes, I lifted because in the seat I felt that car was going to spin around. So that, you know, that we lost, you know what I'm saying? So that was just something that, based upon what you said about people always say why did you get out the car? But hold on, Will, hold on. Now, J.R. Gray, when he wrecked that Pro Mall, if y'all look at that video, that's the same weekend. I lost that Thursday. That Saturday, he totally lost that Pro Mall car. That's the same example that I was in. I was driving to the center line just like J.R. Gray did. But J.R. Gray admitted it. That's the one thing about a good driver. They admit to their mistakes. J.R. Gray admitted it. But he drove it too far out the groove and overcorrected the car and didn't lift, and that's what happened to J.R. Gray. And that's the same thing. I never forget. I said that's the same thing and the same, you know, same exact situation that I was in. But y'all can't see it on the outside, though.
A good driver got a limitation.
on how far we can go. We know how far to take a car and how much we can stand. If a car is out of control to us in that vehicle, common sense would tell us to either avoid the mission and leave it alone. See, y'all on the outside because y'all bet money. All y'all want to do is see a motherfucker get a check. We want to go home to our family at the end of the day.
I'm gonna give you another scenario.
That's right.
So y'all keep talking about these motherfucker good drivers, right? So what about these no prep motherfuckers? They send them bitches no matter what. Them bitches be going to the fence. And you say they ain't a good driver?
Before we go to no prep, we don't care. I want to ask Jamie and that guy that's talking. I guess that was Bud. I just want to ask y'all one question. Do y'all be thinking about what a motherfucker outside of that car done said or might say or gon' say or
shouldn't
say?
I think about my safety. But Will,
let me mention something to you. Will, we are on a small tire, brother. That's two different. That's a different ball game. We on a small tire. That small tire is dangerous, man.
Y'all keep talking about what y'all doing. There's no way you're going to tell me that's true because this shit is all mental. It's all mental, man.
Junior, if you don't come up, you lose.
These cars can come from under us. Let me explain something to you. Y'all on the outside. We're not never in control of that car until we get in high gear. Once we get in high gear, we got more control of the car. When we leave the line, them cars are totally in control of themselves. Until the wheels hit the ground again. But you can't jam on brakes and you can't steer them at that type of high speed. You got to gradually bump the steering wheel. You overturn it, you'll flip it. You jam on brakes, you'll flip it. You got to know what you're doing in them cars.
We understand that y'all say y'all know how to drive. But if you get that money, all y'all trying to tell Lil Will, I'm finna say this, I'm gonna be quiet.
Ain't nowhere in the world nobody on this phone. The reason Junior won't come off mute is because Junior be a dumbass to come off mute. Will, ain't nobody in the world can drive for you. Anytime any owner of a car tell me how to drive it when I'm in it, I'm gonna politely say, here you go, sir. Drive your own shit.
I'm not telling him how to drive, man. He asked me what you're gonna do. You said you get a man to get up out the car.
Because that's your rent money. You can't afford to lose it. What if your car makes a perfect hit and you still lose it? You still lost your rent money.
It doesn't matter.
What ain't got no money in your pocket?
That's gay. You brought up having skin in the game because of me. I had two or three races, you know. I didn't even know about that conversation. But I'm saying, y'all bring
hey, man, no go money make you
listen,
get hurt.
Listen, like Randy came off the mute and said, you talking about me. Lil Will.
No go money get you hurt.
I'm winning. I'm racing. I'm fucking niggas up. And I'll fuck you up.
Ain't nobody thought about what he's talking about. Listen to what I'm saying. We had a general conversation about that early. We asked him a question, man. Okay, do you drive a car?
Let me tell y'all
something
else. You
got money in if you don't have money in.
Hold on, listen to what I'm going to say, y'all. You cannot drive a car and you angry with the person you racing. You and the guy that's got to it, you cannot run them. Because your judgment of the race is totally different. And when you're racing for no go money, your judgment is different. That's why y'all sucking dick. Because y'all don't listen.
Damn.
Because y'all judgment could be different.
Hey, preacher
at them
boy.
Two counts.
Preacher boy.
What?
It's so many different
what?
Scenarios where you can hold them or where you can hold them or you can fold them.
Oh, man.
It depending on the fucking money, man.
Look, hey, Lil Will, are you referring to me in any kind of way?
Man.
You got
no
law.
Yeah. Nobody's thinking about you, about your race, man.
Okay. I'm gonna leave
not
you alone.
Johnny Cash, no one to hold him with the phone.
Everybody's talking over me.
I got a question.
My name is Trika Leak. I got a question.
Oh, man, not Trika Leak.
What up, Joe?
Thank you.
Come on,
Hey, Will, I have two questions. I really do. I have two questions. I just want you to answer them for me. Number one, what is most important to you, your driver or your vehicle?
Oh, shit.
My driver.
That is
a great question. What are you talking about, life or death, or are you talking about just standing up?
Man, she just asked a simple question. What's more important to you?
All it was a simple
your
answer.
Your car or your driver?
He already answered it.
The driver going to be the
man,
one
you're
one when it come to life and death.
You lying.
Nigga, period. The driver is the more important.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Say you say your
big
driver has money on the race and you have don't have any money on your race and your driver don't get out of it, could be catastrophic incident for you and wreck your car. How would you feel then? Because his money is on there and he the driver.
Oh, shit.
It don't matter. He don't stayed in the bitch. He stayed in it. If I don't I'm the owner of the car, and I say, man, go ahead and do the girl right. I ain't betting no money on it. And you and he betting on it, and I don't have nothing on it.
Yeah.
And he tear it up.
That's what she said.
I mean, anybody going to feel some type of way about the shit. I mean, you ain't going to, I might not get mad at it, but you're going to say, damn, my shit tore up. It is what it is. He should have got out of my shit tour. We probably won't
well,
fall out about it. It is what it is.
That's racing, though.
Look at my
first thing I tell a motherfucker. First thing I tell him, man, fuck that car. As long as you make it home. Hey, Kimo, wasn't nobody
I,
even talking to you, though. Wasn't nobody talking to you.
Damn.
I'm just saying, you know.
No, I hear what you're saying, Kimo, but I'm just saying, they asked Lil Will. I don't understand why you answering the motherfucking question.
You know, I understand what you're saying, but to be honest, the whole show got off track because he wasn't even talking about, okay, driving.
You're right, but they went on to something else, though, Kimo.
Yeah, but
the whole thing about y'all people is the car more important than the driver. Listen to what I'm saying. But a lot of motherfuckers.
No, y'all didn't. Trika Lee asked that specific question.
I'm asking that question.
He asked that question.
Motherfuckers say, oh, the driver more important. But motherfuckers will throw their friendship out the way for their car. Because they feel that, oh, man, you made a fuck. There's a lot of motherfuckers get into it about certain shit that happened with that car.
You right, Lil Will, but she was only talking about your opinion. Lil Will.
Listen, man, me and Junior have some old man. This is how I feel about it. Junior come up to me and said, even when we test the car.
Lil Will, what's 9 plus 2?
Motherfucker, let me tell you, this is how our relationship is. I done had the tuner go down that motherfucker. We first started fucking Kenny Hubbard, right? I used to blow that bitch up a lot before him. And he was saying, man, we're making the pass with the car, making the pass. He said, go down, go all the way through with the bitch. I said, Junior, for my money, get out that bitch. We going to look at them motherfucking plugs first. Fuck what he told me. That's just me. My experience with a motherfucker. I ain't going through that because I got to pay for the shit. Man, he respect that.
Not
again,
going against the tool.
When we race, Junior bet, I don't have a problem with that. But when he race, he say, man, now you know, just say have a shootout. Motherfucker, all y'all ran a shootout. Of fuck. So I can go through this bitch, take this bitch down through there on the fucking roof. So I can fold it. What you think? Especially if we run in the car, okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If it's something closer. If it's a race, we done run a race car and say, damn, he's faster than us. But fuck it. During you stand there, when you see him go by, we're going to get out the gas. Fuck it. Or he'll say, man, I'll take that bitch down through there, win, lose, or draw. I'm going to whack the gas. If the bitch getting the willy, I'm going to stay in the motherfucker, whack it till it come down. There's a lot of different scenarios, and y'all trying to tell me that it don't cross your mind. He tells me he done been and made so many passes. It does cross your mind like that. I need to whack the gas. I need to get out the gas. That's me from his experience. Now, he can verify that.
So, Will, let me ask you something. So, when you go into a race, y'all had that conversation?
Yeah, we done had the conversation.
Yeah.
If you want me to
He lied.
I feel that's a good conversation to have.
That's no conversation to have.
You don't fuck your driver head up.
That ain't no. Hey, to me,
listen, why you say that? It's because niggas down there, they going along to get along, right? So you the hottest driver down there down south. Oh, man, I want Trigger Man to drive my car. You can have that arrogancy about you. You know, you can be arrogant, man. Don't tell me how to drive a car because you got so many other cars to drive.
It ain't that.
Me and him have a relationship and a respect. I feel if I was driving your car, I say, well, man, you know I can whap this bitch. We probably going to get a piston with it. I get in out the gas. If I see him get loose, I can keep getting in and whapping the gas. If it's in the willy, I can stay in the motherfucker there and then until the bitch set out. There's a lot of different things I can do, or I can hold him and fold him immediately. I can hold I can hold him immediately. That bitch can come up in the air. I can get right out the gas and say no.
You worry about a piston every time you get in the car. You need to be having a conversation with the engine builder.
Yeah. Come on, man.
You keep getting in out of gas. If you keep getting in out of gas with a nice car, your ass will get a pistol with that bitch.
Especially
if it's a car.
That's what you're worried about.
Listen what I'm saying. It ain't about what I'm worried about. It's about what he will tell me, man.
Hey, Randy,
you put way too much.
Me how to drive the car, do what I want to do. I don't like that.
You just put way to me. You put too much on your driver.
So Junior need to drive your car,
oh, man.
Now.
That's a question.
Listen, what I'm
saying.
You
gotta worry
about
it.
You put me in, and I'm gonna say, bitch, get out the way, and let me
drive
this fragment.
Hey,
right.
Hold on.
If Junior fuck around, man, for being
right,
he gets sick, you might want to sell that bitch.
No, because I'm my man.
And you'll be
100%
right,
because
your life is in jeopardy in it.
No,
hell
no,
yeah.
I'm
going to tell him get the fuck out of my way, nigga. Let me have this bitch.
You drive a lot of motherfucking cars, and they respect you. They think you know A did the same thing. Now this bitch go up in there, do you want me to stay in it? That's a form of respect to me.
Shit, I ain't gonna ask you no dumbass shit like
that. If he asks you that, he's a dumbass driver. He's a dumbass driver if he asks you that.
I understand how y'all have conversations on that. I just don't understand how you saying it's a form of respect, but I don't understand how y'all having conversations on what if or what if. You got him in there to be your driver. Yeah, you got him in there to be your driver, so you already
Hey, Lil Will, you know what conversation I'm going to have with you? How you shot this bitch up?
What switch do I cut on, motherfucker? And get the fuck out the way, nigga.
If this bitch ain't got no ass shit, where you want me to shift this bitch at?
He got to know how to shift this bitch.
7,800, nigga. I'm going to wind this bitch. 8,800, bitch.
Oh, man, not the 8,800.
Man, that's all I'm going to tell that bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, look, I'm going to say, bitch. I'm going to say, cut the on and off switch on, bitch. And how you start, how you cut all the shit on, bitch? Cut it all on, bitch. Let's go. Bitch, I don't want to drive for you, bitch. I want to beat your ass. I don't want to
drive. Hey, Will, how many drivers have you been through?
He only been through two in his life. He a spoiled-ass little rich kid. And his daddy left him with the money, and the bitch ain't got number two driver. If they croak, that bitch gonna sell the car. Y'all get the car for $22,000. Oh,
my man. Nothing, no prep, Junior.
My motherfucking money.
Hey, Sid, you know what respect is? Jamie, I know y'all drive them cars. Respect is, when that man get in that car, man, you tell him to be safe, and that's it.
Danny boy, that's what I'm saying. Like he's saying they're saying it like, you know, to kiss ass, but that's not what it is. That's what my people tell me. They say, man, be safe, have fun, and do you. You know what I'm saying? That's what my people tell me. But I don't have no conversation. I don't have no conversations on, you know what I'm saying, like, man, if the car Willie this and that. Man, if you got that driver in there, your driver already should know.
Know what to do.
Know what to do. That's right. Hey, Will. Will, let me give you an example.
Y'all got an arrogance about yourself.
That's not arrogance.
That's not arrogance.
Girl.
We know what to do. It's a skill. It's not an arrogance. It's a skill.
No. It ain't no
skill.
Well,
Lil Will, I'm going to just keep it real with you, bitch. If I drive your car, I ain't going to be talking about, hey, Lil Will, if the proper Willie, if the spin, what should I do? I'm not going to ask you shit, nigga. I'm going to tell you how you start this bitch up. And get your punk ass out the way, nigga.
Your
I'm an arrogant man. I'm an arrogant motherfucker.
And he's staying in it, and it's breaking up. You need to beat his ass, because he's breaking up. He's still breaking up.
I hear that round, you motherfucker breaking up. I'm going to get off and save your little weak ass mo.
It might be breaking right. up, and he in front of the motherfucker. Then what you do?
He better get up or blow it. What you want him, blow it up?
Okay, that's an example. If he breaking up, but he still winning the fucking race, do we get off the gas and lose?
Damn, who cut the music off?
15 different ways. That sector question 15 different ways.
You sure can.
No matter what the fuck he say, there's either two things going to happen. He's going to do what you, he's going to do what he want to do. It ain't going to happen. Goddamn thing do with what you want to do when he in that car. So with two things going to happen. He's either going to get out of the motherfucker, he's going to stay in it. It's bottom line. But it's going to be his decision. It ain't going to be based on no fucking conversation you had outside of no car. You got to understand, damn right. Don't laugh about folks like I'm saying. Hold 4 or 5 seconds and this shit over with. A man ain't got time to be in no car. And no fucking grudge, right? Thinking about what me and Lil Will talked about last night. If it's through this, do it. Man, that's the funniest shit from a driver, man. He's concentrating on the light. And turn that goddamn light on the other end. And when these goddamn cars, some cars might raise the tires up a little bit and float them out past the goddamn track and don't never come up no more. And the driver used to that, he stay in the motherfucker and go down the track. But if that car, then lift him the first way, then flip over, he know it, he's going to automatically get out of the motherfucker. His automatic reflex is going to be get out the goddamn car if it do something he can't handle. If he think he can handle it, he's going to stay in it.
I got a question.
If you feel like he can
whoever cutting that music on is gay. Whoever cutting that music on is gay.
Man. Like the homosexual. I can handle it. It ain't no problem. He's going to stay in that motherfucker. If he shocks him, do something he ain't used to, he's going to automatically get out of that motherfucker.
Hold on, man. Y'all, I got to quiet down because the kid's about to go to sleep. So y'all trying to tell me, as a driver, I'm talking to Jamie. Let's talk to Jamie because you drive a car. Where you at, Jamie?
I'm here. I'm on mute. I'm here.
No, you're not saying what you're trying to get at, though.
You coming across a scenario where it's a fine line where you should have said, like you just said, I'm a holder or I'm a folder. It depends on how much money we bet and all that shit. It's a difference. Sometimes you gonna say I'm gonna drive through this shit. But sometimes you gonna say no. Let me get off this motherfucker. We ain't got but 15. We ain't running for nothing for 1500. It's scenarios when you do that shit. You don't drive the car the same every way. Y'all fucking lying.
Not the Kenny Rogers.
Will. That's two different things. Will. I mean that's
what I'm saying. He's talking about me, Sigma man. Hold on.
Will, check this out.
Go ahead, man.
You're saying, brother, somebody keeps saying you could change it 15 ways. This is another way that you're changing it. Because if you're driving a car on a shake, now, you be a fool to drive the car or stay in a car that's acting crazy. You know what I'm saying? You be a fool on a shakedown. So they keep talking about that.
That driver going to drive that car the same way every time. You's a fucking lie. You ain't going to. If you're driving a bitch for $1,500 or you're driving it for $10,000, you will drive that bitch different.
Well, now you're changing it up because at first you say if you got money on it and if you don't got money on it, now you're changing it again, though, Will. You first asked me if I got my own money betted or if I'm driving for free. Now you're saying
that's damn near close to the same thing if you're running for $1,500 or you're running for $10,000. What the fuck is the difference? You're going to drive that bitch differently.
Whole lot of cookies.
I can't get left off. If I don't, man, this bitch start acting like it's coming. I'm getting right out the gate.
Last time I was out, I ran a junkyard and I ran a 442.
Never watched the race.
Okay. So, you acting like you're here, CEO, come on here and say you talking about me, motherfucker. Be direct.
Why are you saying that? We were talking. skin was in front of this man that we brought to
the store. Lil Will, have you ever saw a flaw in my driver? How about that? Have you ever saw a flaw in my driver?
Hell yeah, I've seen some flaws in your driver.
When the last time you saw a flaw? What? Like, come on, just say it.
The last time I seen some flaw, I ain't watched you race, although I ain't been to the track this year.
Okay.
I have a diesel car.
Okay.
I
know
last time I paid attention to up close.
You ain't see no flaw in that. I thought you might have saw a flaw when I were in a junkyard of the colors or something. You just ain't being direct. Well, you done heard some shit. You know what I'm saying? You being indirect.
See why I keep telling you, you keep making this about yourself, and I ain't even thinking about you. We just talking in general.
Oh, man.
I told you that before.
Okay. I'm going to act like I ain't hear Randy too then, motherfucker.
Okay. Well, act like
damn.
You. Okay, back to what y'all was saying. Back to what, now he cut me off of this shit. Now I forgot my train of thought. But hey, it is what it is. Y'all said driver gonna do that. I feel that Trigger Man can say that shit because he's arrogant. He's driving 100 motherfucking cars. Motherfucker can't tell me how to drive this.
Yeah,
I'm
arrogant too.
I'm not saying he act like that.
I'm arrogant too.
He might be arrogant like that.
I'm arrogant too.
I ain't got to drive your car. Every motherfucker ain't arrogant.
Can't
like
nobody.
But
Will,
you can't
call
me arrogant, Will.
Will, for number one,
you can't call me arrogant because I never drove for you, son.
Listen to what I'm saying. I said,
you got a point there. You got a point there.
Will, that's the clothing line I wear, nigga. I'm
arrogance or confidence.
I never said you were. Listen to what I'm saying. I said you can have that arrogance about, but nigga, I ain't got to drive your car. Or, motherfucker, I ain't got a job. You can have that about you. A motherfucker know that. When I come in, if I come to ask Jamie to drive my car for me, it's going to be kind of hard. I come to Jamie, come up to Detroit and drive my car for me. It's going to be kind of hard for me to criticize your driver or talk to you about your driver because you don't have to do it because you got a lot of cars to drive.
Hey, Will.
Communication
hey,
on everything.
Will, would you do this for me?
Go ahead.
Will, it's a lot of drivers on the phone. Why don't you do this? Why don't you ask them what they be thinking about when they let that bus go? Just ask them what do they be thinking about.
Into the best way they can.
I want to know what the driver has to say about what he do. He be thinking about what the owner said or how much money he
shit,
said.
No.
I want to hear from a driver. What be on their mind?
Watching that road in front of.
Oh, man.
I think their mind should be on the man car and their safety.
I'm going to tell you what I think.
No,
you
it know, ain't on the man car. It's on the car, period.
I'm going to tell you what I think.
Fuck who's
the last.
Nah,
you
got to
think about that. I think the last 2 seconds before a guy stage that car up and all that little time he be sitting in the car, I think what he's probably do is pray or something like that, and he be safe. And then once he gets through praying, he continues to do his job. From then, he go to doing his job. And once he going and doing his job, he ain't thinking about no fucking owner. He ain't thinking about no money. He ain't thinking about none of that shit. He think about he got a job to do. He go in that motherfucker, got to do his job. You can talk to your ass, catch about how we had a talk before he got in the car, if the car do this. When the shit do it, it's always unexpected, Lil Will. You don't get no warning, like, oh, to do this.
Oh, man.
It should happen so quick,
not to
man.
Check engine light.
It should happen like a blink of an eye. It's
yeah.
Ain't no time to talk about, me and Lil Will said if we do this, I'm going to do this. Man, that
no,
man don't
no,
about
but you have
it.
You have that
no,
in your mind when you stage that car. Now, if this bitch knock him off, I'm going to get right back in it. Or if this bitch knock him off, I'm going
to
fold him. If it go up in the air, I'm going
to
get out the gas.
Time to be in your mind, Will.
Yes,
you know
it does, man.
Well,
you already have that in your mind.
How long do you think the growth rate lasts?
Well, let's ask some drivers then. Let's get some drivers. Let's ask some drivers, and we'll go from there.
I ain't no driver, but let's talk to drivers now.
See who all the drivers.
Hey,
when
it
comes to the
wheel,
Will, 30 shit is just automatic. You don't got to think about it, little Will.
If you drive somebody else's car, you drive somebody else's car, it is.
Come on, Zaybo.
You're driving your own car, Zay. That's totally different than driving somebody else's car.
to me, hey, Will, I think a driver.
Yeah, not necessarily.
A driver, before he gets to the race, he already got a game plan. He got a bunch of plans as he go up to the tree. While he's getting in the car, he already.
Who got all that background noise?
I tell you what we're going to do. Hold on. I got it. See,
come on,
this ass nigga make it where everybody can't talk on the phone. So what I'm going to do is everybody might. I'm going to keep Zabo. Zabo and all them going to stay over the rest of them since they want to act up. I'm going to mute their shit. They don't do this bitch shit on dog show or none of that, man. Do the same. Treat this motherfucker the same way. You bitch motherfucker, if you don't like it, hang up. You ain't got to get on the motherfucker.
Damn. Show.
Yeah, hang the fuck
damn,
up.
Damn, Kimo.
Shit.
That's crazy,
bro. It ain't, kid, it ain't damn. It just hang the show. Just hang up, dog. If you don't like it, get the fuck off the show.
You got a point there.
Motherfucker, like a kid, can't even have a goddamn decent conversation, man. Stupid motherfucker. There's a motherfucker that ain't a driver, that ain't got a car, that's making all the goddamn noise.
Good report.
So basically, Lil Will, what you're saying is if you're driving somebody else's car, you're going to think about whether you're going to get back in the gas or not, if it blow the tires off or if it willy, you're going to try to pedal it and drive through it. That's what you're saying, Lil Will?
Yeah, even Junior told me, he said, I drive my car totally different than I drive your car.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man.
That's a true statement.
Hey, now, Lil Will.
That's true.
Now, Lil Will, I got a question for you. Now, if you and the driver having that conversation and you putting that on his mind, isn't that hindering his driving performance because he's thinking about this shit at light? Now, that's going to, in turn, make him cut a different light than he normally would?
I'm talking about the light.
I'm not talking about the light. I said about the scenario that can happen going down the track.
I'm not talking about the light either. I'm just using that as an example. Just like hey Danny Boy, just like you said, you're right. There's no fucking way a driver can sit there and think about if this happened, if that happened. What if the fucking moon don't come up tonight? What the fuck? I mean, come on, man. You can't sit here and be like, oh well, I know the driver think about this. If he's thinking, he the fucked up from the beginning.
It's a lot of bad situations that could happen once you let that button go. You can't sit there and think about all the possibilities.
You can't mess around in
scenarios.
That's
what I'm saying.
Can y'all hear?
Because we can hear you.
Listen, I'm gonna speak for every last one of them.
Somebody,
say no,
they won't put their fucking phone on mute. Why they got eight talking and just breathing?
This some real truth shit.
This some
true shit that's basically for every driver out there. Everything that's bad that can happen, no matter if you're a good driver or a bad driver, you're gonna think about all of that shit before you crank that bitch up. For me, I think of that shit while I'm sitting there. But guess what? When I fire that bitch up, all that shit gone. Cause guess what? It go away. It's time to win. So you're going to think of all them different scenarios, no matter if it's ran by you or not. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Yeah.
But certain people going to think about certain shit. Like me, I don't think about Willie and blow the tires off. I be thinking about my shit blowing up. That's what I think about.
Yeah,
see that's what you even had an experience like that before. So you think about it. Hey,
but
hey,
I'm
thinking
my own back too.
Hey, every time I was letting the button go, that motherfucker was backfiring through the throttle body. I'm hoping it don't do that every time.
Guess what?
You know what I'm saying?
Guess what? When you crank that bitch up, you just say, fuck it, here we go again.
Fuck it. Yeah.
You keep it
on, man.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Not the oil pan.
In scenario that you run through your brain, if you say, man, this bitch Willie, I'm going to get out of it. Because even the tuner will tell you that, if it Willie, get out of it. Boy, if it's
yeah,
not start,
yeah,
feel like it's not get out of. You
own.
Have to think. You have to be able to think about that shit, man. So then you can't tell me
yeah.
a good driver don't think about that. The tuner tell you, man, shift that bitch to number two and get out the gas. That shit, you gotta have it in your mind. Like, oh no, I'm gonna get off the fucking gas because we want to check the
yeah,
front. If it start knocking the tire, if it start shaking the tire, get off of it. We just gonna abort the run. But y'all can't tell me that a motherfucker can't tell you that, and you can't do it, perform that in your race. You can perform that. A good driver.
Yeah, that's true.
A motherfucker with a lot of
meat
in
that can. I'll
speak for me. When I get in that bitch, I think of all kind of shit. Nigga, I'm talking about from fire that bitch up, it's all go away. So when I get in the fire,
that's
what I'm
right.
thinking about. I'm thinking about running every motherfucker over. Damn, I hope I don't run these dumb motherfuckers over. All right? Then after
Damn.
That, all right, cool. Let me knock the motherfucking bottle down. That's all I think about. Once I put that bitch in one,
routine.
To pull in that starting
routine.
Line, I don't give a fuck if that motherfucker ain't got no oil pressure. The bitch is going in the beans.
That's it. And going to your ass, little Will.
Damn. I'm saying, it's a lot of different scenarios for me. It's just me. If I
yeah, that's a lot of different scenarios,
I'm
but you.
I'm not
going to
say that. If I was driving your car,
all the stuff that Zay and them saying ain't got nothing to do with the fuck you talking about. You, a junior, tell you, yeah, do you want me to stay in it all? That's what they was talking about.
Hey, but, man, not junior, you said that the driver,
that's respect. The driver should talk to you about your car. Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, Lil Will.
I'm going to tell you to suck my dick. Fuck that raggedy-ass cop.
Your view is never what the driver's view is, Lil Will. You don't ever see what the driver sees, Lil Will. You might say, he way out of shape. He might be in that motherfucker saying, I'm comfortable. I can bring this back. And he do something.
Y'all's views are totally different. That's right.
It's been plenty of times where a motherfucker be like, man, that bitch all over the place, man. You don't feel it.
Yeah.
That like, bitch drive like a Cadillac to me.
And
it could be times where you could blow the tires off and your opponent blow the tires off. You get back in it and still could win. You just got to know.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to know your...
Hey, Zay.
What about the guy? Hey, Zay, you finna drive somebody's car.
You mean to tell me you got to respect them? You got to talk to them about how you going to drive their car if the car do this and it's going to Willie and if it do that and if it's me in, I want you to do it. That's what Will was talking about.
You can't drive my dick.
Go find him another driver, motherfucker.
Not the driver, me team.
He trying to change the shit. They changing it around. They saying some other shit.
A motherfucker could tell you or, you know, try to tell you what to do till they blew in the face. That don't mean you gonna do it though when it happens. You know what I'm saying?
I get it, but I'm just saying if you drive a multiple cars or if you ain't.
Yeah.
A motherfucker asks you to drive their cars, eh? You mean to tell me if they knew everything to do, why the fuck they ain't driving? They ain't gonna sit there and tell you, hey, I want you to do this, man. Be in second. If that motherfucker do this, I want you to do that. Or if it's Papa Willie, I want you. This is what Lil Will saying, talking about is his car, and that's about respect.
See, a person, you shouldn't put that type of pressure on the driver.
You shouldn't put that pressure on, but you ain't got no pressure on Junior, because Junior a goddamn fool anyway.
Right.
So you can't put no pressure on
the pipe. Because the tuna put that same pressure on you. What do you mean?
No, they don't.
Hey, Shouty. I'm gonna tell him about what Dee Dee tell his son every time he get up there. Man, let him go.
Hey, Lil Will.
So what does the owner be thinking about when that car go in the beam, turn that second light on, and he's standing there watching the car? What the owner be thinking about?
Come on, Danny boy.
I'm part owner of a race car, and I be standing on the line.
D&D.
Once that bitch go in the beam, I'm not thinking about this and that. I'm saying I hope this bitch plant. Once that bitch plant, I'm watching the race. I ain't thinking about what he gonna do if the car do this. It's out of my hand. It's out of my fucking hand. So why even talk about a job about something that I can't control?
If you trust him enough to operate your machine, you gotta trust him to make good decisions.
And if you know he don't make good decisions, why is he in the car?
He shouldn't be in the damn car. That's right.
And Lil Will, you know what I do, Lil Will? I coach a motherfucker who car it is, because they a dumbass.
I be trying to teach them how to be good, motherfucker. You over there trying to tell a motherfucker something you don't know nothing. How you going to tell me something and you don't know shit? Ignore motherfucker. Come on, I'm going to tell you, take that car and stick it up your ass, nigga. I don't want to drive that junk. You know what I'm going to do?
Come on. Come on, shorty.
We go over the scenarios in the car.
I'm not mad at you. Nothing. I'm just telling you from what you said, you can never ask me to drive your car. I'm going to tell you, bitch, just show me how to start it up and get your punk ass out the way.
But Lil Will, I feel like if you got to go over there, with your driver, you must not trust him enough with your equipment.
There you go.
Oh, man, not the driver's meeting.
There's a lot of motherfuckers I see that ain't drivers. There's a lot of motherfuckers that shouldn't be, that I done seen drive a motherfucking car. And I would say, ain't no way in the fuck that motherfucking drive my car. Like the way he just drove that bit. I done seen motherfuckers. Nah, you couldn't drive my shit like that.
That's true, but that ain't what we talking about, Lil Will. You making it into something else.
Well, I'm telling you, man.
I'm telling you. If I say, hey, Zay, come drive this car. All I do is got to tell him. He might say, man, how you start this motherfucker up? Start it up. Shift this way, or you put it like this, Zay. Huh, these switches, this is fan, this is this is fuel pump, this, that. That's it. I don't got to tell him, hey, man, hey, Zay, that motherfucker gets early. You need to do this. You need to do that. I ain't going to tell him no stupid-ass shit like that, man.
I'm not telling him.
That's what you just said, Lil Will. You lying.
Should I get out the gas?
I ain't gonna tell him shit. We ain't gonna have that conversation.
Well, you know from me.
He know what the fuck he wanna do with that bitch Papa Willie. He no goddamn fool. If he wanna go to heaven, that's his first trip. Go ahead, motherfucker. Go to heaven. What the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Lord, hell no.
Hey, he know what he wanna do with his life. Hey, Zay, you know if you wanna go see your son or not, motherfucker. Keep on going. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, that's right.
Hey, run that bitch into a brick wall, Zay, boo.
Hey, a motherfucker
you can run that bitch into a brick wall. I wouldn't give a fuck if you that damn stupid. I'm a goddamn fool. I put a damn fool in the car. Go ahead. Run into the brick wall, motherfucker. Go ahead,
Lord,
first, motherfucker.
Lord,
evidently, I trust him if I tell him to get in there. Hey, Zaybo, when you driving, goddamn it, when you got in bookie car, he ain't do all that. He just said, hey, here go the gear. Here go this, that. All right, go ahead.
Yep, that's it.
You don't
know.
He ain't tell you all that shit. This motherfucker, Lil Will, that's about respect.
I don't want to drive the motherfucker.
Hell yeah. That's all we told him, man. He going to say, I ain't drive my bitch. No, you an arrogant motherfucker. Let's twist it around. Me and Jamie ain't arrogant.
Not the
arrogant owner. You an arrogant ass owner, motherfucker. You want a motherfucker to tell you everything they doing? You want them to tell you if they about to lick some pussy and all that? Nigga, I ain't got to tell you all that.
Damn.
Get the fuck out the way, nigga. Get your punk ass out the way, because if you can do it, you can do it your goddamn self. Get your faggot ass out the way and let this man drive this bitch. If it wrecks, bitch, it just wrecked, pussy motherfucker. I'm going to run this bitch like it's mine, nigga.
My.
Bitch, I don't want to drive that raggedy motherfucker. That's why I beat your ass, nigga.
Let me say this, too, Lil Will. A good owner with some common. Hey, Lil Will, owner with some common sense going to watch the person who they want to drive their car before they let them drive their shit anyway.
To even know if they can't drive,
if you like the way they drive or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
But listen at this.
That's
though,
what I
Zay.
Think.
Listen at this.
Good point.
I done seen motherfuckers tear motherfucker car up and they put them right back in the bitch.
Yeah, because they know they didn't do it on purpose. Fuck did you talk
about?
Hold up, Lil Will. When you say they tear it up. Did they tear it up to bad decisions, or did something happen out of their control and it just got tore up?
Uh-oh.
I think it was driver error.
That's an arrogant motherfucking pussy ass motherfucker. That's an important question, though, Lil Will.
Let me tell y'all something. I got to go. Listen,
you just a God-blessed child that got his own.
Listen to what I'm about to tell y'all. Listen to what I'm about to tell y'all. Now, this was some real shit. This is why I even know this could happen. I got to quiet now because the kid's going to sleep.
Go ahead, sweetie.
I got to quiet now. I got to be respectful. They got to get up.
Go ahead. You said go ahead.
Go in the basement. Listen, man. A motherfucker, it might drive. I got a lot of people on my phone. A motherfucker tore up a motherfucker car, right?
Yeah.
And he said, man, it looked like he was overstealing that car. He said, it looked like he was overstealing that car. That motherfucker went to the race pack and pulled up the lateral movement in the car. That's why I even know you could do that. And saw him oversteering that motherfucking car and said, there goes your problem right there.
Hey,
I said, damn.
Well, he can't drive here. You got to put him out the car, motherfucker.
Hey, Will, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Will. Why you never drove your car, started driving your car?
Good point, James.
He can't hold that motherfucker, James. He can't hold that bitch.
LaWill. I've also seen two professionals driving tap two cars. But they put effort in and got the cars back out of their pocket damn near.
Uh-huh.
And they still driving because they knew they fucked up.
Yeah. It's all right if a driver fucked up, but what
anybody can wreck Lil Will. John Ford can crash.
Listen,
any motherfucker can crash.
But I done seen a motherfucker look at that lateral movement. I didn't even know you could do that.
But Will. Hey, Will, check this out. I don't know a driver that ain't gonna make a mistake. So if a driver make a mistake, you got to roll with the mistake he made. I mean, he's not perfect.
That's right.
We're not perfect. Right. But you just got to know your driver, and it wasn't intentional.
I got a good example, Lil Will. Did you see when they just willied that black flag car at No Mercy?
Yeah.
Okay. He was trying to pedal the car to get it to come down, but the car wouldn't come down. So it ain't nothing you could do in that situation. You know, you can't teach that. Like, you can't prepare nobody enough for something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's a 3-second car.
Another thing,
half these niggas got a 5-second car. They don't do that.
How you think a driver get better by never making mistakes or by making mistakes?
Exactly.
How you think you get better?
Hold on, let me address this thing real quick. Hey, Zay.
Oh man, that's a learning process.
Half these niggas barely going. Low five. They shit ain't gonna
Will,
go
that's
like
not
that.
That's not what we ain't talking about. Hey, Lil Will, we ain't talking
about
speed. We just talking about situation. Yeah, we ain't saying nothing about no time. We just talking about
situation. That situation
go.
Right there. That
Lil
situation
Will.
Right there.
Like the
depending on how fast the car
is. Hey, Lil Will. Hey, Lil Will, I seen a 10-second car get wild and then a goddamn 8-second car.
You
ain't fucking talking about
car pulling no motherfucking wheels.
You a motherfucking liar.
Nigga,
what
you
doing?
Me and track like Black Plague did.
Man, this man crazy than a motherfucker. Man. I don't know nothing about what they did.
Listen, man, them type of scenarios depending on how they depend on how fast the car is. It's very
right. You talking about lockups and all that shit? I ain't talking about that.
It's very dependent on that. I'm talking about you, regular amateur motherfuckers. Yeah, I'm gonna pay attention to what you do. And
so
like
Lil Will, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Go ahead.
When that guy lifts the wheel on a black player, I'm gonna let him qualify around.
Hey, Lil Will, if you had a car that caliber, Lil Will, would you tell your driver what you said earlier?
You can't. He can't control.
I'm just asking. That ain't what I'm asking. You got to answer my question, Lil Will. If you had a car of that caliber, would you tell the driver what you said earlier? Man, if it Willie, man, don't get out of it and all that. How could you tell?
It depends on what we doing. Now, if it Willie down, track like that, listen to what I'm saying. They was in qualifying, but that Willie that he threw is the one you can't control.
The owner was mad
that
as hell.
Listen what I'm saying. Okay, now here y'all go. Y'all say the owner was mad as hell. But that Willie, he really can't control it because it's a down track Willie. Like the shit Stevie
right.
Jack with a car
it's
take
like
off.
A power
it get too much.
Right,
you can't
right,
control
right.
it.
Yeah.
Like you, that's
but Will,
you
Will
you try,
once you get past that first fellow.
Hey, Lil Will, check this out, though, Lil Will. Check this out.
I got to be
when
quiet.
You say a man oversteered a car. Do you think he intentionally oversteered a car? Whatever he did with that song, Will, he felt like that's what he needs to do in the car because what he felt is not what you saw on the outside of the car. That man is trying to go straight as an arrow down the track. But whatever he do, that's what he's trying to do. So if he oversteered,
is because he probably acted different to what he felt like he needed. He felt like that's what he needed to do to straighten the car. Mm-hmm. But it didn't work that time. You got to live with
that
and go on. You can't
call it.
Do you think a man intentionally missed a free throw when the game on the line? The team, when he misses, the team
got to
eat that and move on.
Hey, Danny boy, you don't fire his tuna when he misses on the tune-up.
Hey, Flop, you think that coach put that pressure on him, man? You better not miss that motherfucking free throw.
listen what I'm telling. I'm gonna go back.
Hey, they put that pressure on them with me and them betting on the game.
Danny boy, listen, let me address what Danny boy said. Danny boy, the man had towed the car up already. Now he went and looked. It's the owner standing here, right? The owner standing there, right? I'm sitting there listening to him. He said, "Man, pull up, go get the race back thing out that car." Now this is one of his friends. He said he looked at the lateral movement of that car, the way he overseeing it. And he said that bitch got radios on. Mm-hmm. He said he willing it too much. Nah, that's up to him to put him back in there. But he said, there go your problem right there. We looking at the car go down the track. There go your problem, the lateral movement in the car right there. It's too much oversteering in the car.
Okay.
I didn't even know you could do that. So that's up to him.
Hey, Lil Will, okay, so how you know
it wasn't
a problem
with
the car though, Lil Will?
BPS on my car.
How you know the steering wheel wasn't fucked up or something? How you just took so many
different scenarios. Because you always can go back. That's what's good about a race pack.
But you
go back to the race track and pull the pass up.
You can't go back.
But
that driver.
Hey,
Zay. How you going to see that?
Hey, Zay.
That's right. Will.
Yeah. Hey, Zay. Remember when your sin came loose? If that's the case, then what if your shoulder would have looked at it and said, it's a lot of room?
Yeah.
Your shit came loose, Zay.
It's not like
I let the button go in the steering wheel. Hit me in the tail. Shit, it wasn't shit I could do.
Yo, did.
How about this, though, Ken? Hey, Zay, you made the best point. Hey, Zay, you made the best point. How about it's too much slack in the rack or in the steering and make him overcompensate,
and then it causes
extra lateral movement?
That's what I'm saying.
If he's not doing it every time, that's why you have data, because every pass should be the
too
same right at the end, right?
But so now you want the driver to be a computer. You want your driver to be a computer saying every pass should be the same.
It's on tape. It's on tape.
Every pass should be the same.
So you think it's right?
Man,
I feel sorry for you, Will.
This is conflict. You say they drive the car different for $1,500 than they do for $10,000. But now you saying every pass should be the same, whether the man driving the car or not down the track.
If it's got a problem in the rack and pinion, man, if it's a problem with the steering, it should look the same every time.
Okay.
But if it looked this way,
it
looks straight.
Don't do the same thing every time, Lil Will.
Man, you a fucking liar. You'll be the tell of a guy oversteering a car or not, man.
Hold on,
you can see a guy oversteering a car in that fucking lateral movement.
Will.
Lying.
Will.
They were wrecking cars before you got all this technology. Look at them. What's this about that, Lil Will? They were wrecking cars, man.
Thank God for the computer, because you can see the shit.
Yeah, thank God for the computer.
What about before the computer days, man? You got computer and you got land. You got computer and you got land.
You don't trust him, you should have him in your car driving. That should be
that's
the two things
that's
should
right.
never happen.
That's
you should have no one in your car that you don't trust driving, and should no driver never think he's a perfect driver. If they're driving side he's prone to screw up. Mm-hmm. And if you don't trust him, he's prone to screw up. You should have him in there. I mean, that should be the end of that conversation, really.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because if you don't trust the driver, anything you do wrong, you're going to blame him for it anyway.
It's actually waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. You don't trust the driver. And then if the driver get in your car and he's afraid he's going to make a mistake because you didn't
he's going to fuck
he
up.
He shouldn't be in there no way.
Fuck up. Right.
So, if you can't trust him, he shouldn't be in there. And if you think he's the perfect driver, he shouldn't be in there. If a driver thinks he has no phone, he's a fool.
Anytime you get a driver and he's in your car, you got to tell him what to do. He don't need to drive your car.
AT, another way to look at it.
another way to look at it. A driver ain't going to be perfect every time, and that goddamn car ain't going to be perfect every time.
Ain't going to be perfect every time.
Tax purpose ain't going to be perfect every time.
I know what I'm going to look at, y'all. I feel sorry for Junior. I feel sorry for
Junior. Hey, if you don't drive nothing in your stadium,
all right, see tomorrow. I love you. Junior, you have my deepest sympathy, Junior. You have my deepest sympathy.
Hey, where's Junior?
Hey,
Junior got a headache.
I'll see
you
tomorrow.
He got a headache.
The one thing about Junior is,
how you gonna tell me how to bike ride if you ain't never rode?
All right.
listen, what I'm telling you, I can tell you what Junior do, and I know what the fuck he gonna do. Half these 90% of these motherfuckers I seen driving a car on their motherfucking phone, they couldn't drive my motherfucking bicycle.
Well, guess what?
Damn,
you should win the race then, because 90% of these motherfuckers ain't driving
the
wheel. Put Junior on their ass. Put Junior on their ass then, nigga. What you waiting on?
You can't drive your own shit.
You can't drive your own shit. Hey, Zay, you should be putting Junior on their ass.
Come on, I ain't perfect, I make mistakes too, but I try to make it. Huh?
Hey, Chico, had these niggas in Chicago wait till the green come on for they leave. Hey,
Lil Will, they say your driver only get two hours a year anyway, so shit. What you complaining?
Hey, Lil Will, your driver can't even win no street outlaws, motherfucker. What is you talking about, nigga?
You have you ever seen him in the wall on street outlaw, and that's no prep and doing all type of
man,
shit.
Anybody could hit the wall, Lil Will. What the fuck is wrong with you?
They
guys?
Say repetition.
I believe.
Hey, Skin.
Hey, hold on, y'all. Hold on. They was out here racing on the street last night. I'm talking about some nice shit, fast shit on the street last night. Hey, listen to this. Junior, a bad motherfucker. He got some motherfucking 1733s on the top. That bitch shouldn't tip over. Motherfucker, the top nigga in my house. What the fuck is you talking about?
I know.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
I know. You even drive.
Man, Junior ain't on no little tie, punk motherfucker. Tell him to put the little tie on like Jamie them got on and go no prep. And they'll prep on his ass. We'll be putting some band-aids on their ass.
Yeah, can't talk loud. That's what he doing.
You ain't gotta talk loud. Just listen to me talk loud. Put Junior on a little tie, motherfucker, with the no prep.
Yeah, don't stop.
I'm gonna put it to y'all like this, motherfucker. What y'all
like?
Shut up, man. Shut up. You ain't the only lock in, us on the race. Shut up.
Nah.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Let me just ask you this. Hold on, Lil Will. Let me just ask you this. They always got a no prep up here. They got King of the Street, white faggot ass Junior don't never get in it. They'll put their dick in his mouth. Get him up here, motherfucker. Fuck is you talking about? Hey, Zaybo, do I be at every street car chaos? Have you ever seen Junior there?
Right.
Have you ever seen this bitch Junior there?
Nope.
We'll beat the fuck out Junior, motherfucker. He come over there with that bullshit. We'll stick our whole arm in his ass. What the fuck is you talking about?
That's for sure.
Now, laugh that off. Let me see if they gonna be better with Junior every time he get up there with a motherfucker.
Junior car is a forced induction car. Your car is not.
I think he was talking about as far as how wild you'll get with it if it get crazy, you know, like
that's
that.
Man.
Hey, Shorty. We do it every weekend. I just raced the last 3 weeks.
Get over here with these gangsters, man. You over there with them little motherfucking studio gangsters. You over there with them fat motherfuckers making a TV show, getting all the money, and you ain't getting none, motherfucker. They giving you some tickets to the Bulls game, and you have to stay the fuck out of here, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, I know.
But you wanna rub elbows with the rappers and shit, motherfucker. Talking about you a movie star. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Half these so-called good drivers you got on the phone couldn't even drive. Couldn't even drive no prep. But they good drivers, though. Happy motherfuckers couldn't even do that shit.
Hey, Lil Will, I hear everything you saying. I can't vouch for nobody. All I can say is get Julie ass up into that king of the street. We now prep that motherfucker. We going to see what your bad ass.
I'm going to tell you, happy motherfuckers can't go up and drive a turbo car. And come
nigga,
back
Junior couldn't fuck with Zabo before he died. King Zabo.
Do you drive it? No prep making me a good driver, Lil Will? Is that the term?
King Zabo would have beat the fuck out of Junior. What you think, Zay?
Yeah.
Man, Zabo would have beat the hell out you, boy.
Beat the fuck out you.
Hold on, we got a track this weekend.
Lock Zabo in. I'll double the money.
He talking about the other Zabo.
Zabo dead, man. Get the fuck out of here. Beat the fuck out of you.
He talking about Keith Zabo, man. Keith Zabo.
I whooped Zabo before. What does that mean? I said, why he was winning every shootout, man? We didn't see Junior nowhere.
Hold on, Junior.
Head up, lift the lanes, auto start up.
My drop top, come here.
to my drop top.
Yes, your convertible, yes.
Head up, proceed, off the trailer, no shakedown.
Off the trailer,
get
no shakedown.
Get on the phone.
$210,000 or better.
Somebody get by the call on the phone so I can get me a lock here. I got my money. Who you going to send your money to, Junior? Send your money to buy the code. That's my VP.
Lincoln, me and you ain't never had to send no money.
Junior,
this will be the fourth time we raised.
Hey, Junior.
Lincoln. Well, Bobby Cole can hold the money. I can pay for all the money, Bobby Cole. I'm good with that.
Yes. Somebody
head
get
up, off the
phone.
Trailer, auto start on. Your car versus my car. Cold-blooded. Absolutely.
Yes. Somebody get Bobby on. My last four. Somebody get Bobby Cole on. Yes. And Mike Hill Reed.
What?
That's
dog,
4 o'clock.
What?
You,
ain't dog,
you announced everything except 4 o'clock. You announced everything except 4 o'clock. You
off the trailer.
Yes. At 4 o'clock.
Yes. I like that.
Somebody will get hung up on. I need to get Bobby on the phone now. I knew it was going to happen.
Call him, Leon.
I knew that to happen.
Bobby,
hold on. Let me get y'all off. Y'all want to get Bobby called on the phone? Let me get y'all off the phone. Got to go.
What do you mean? We can call Bobby right here. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Nah, don't go to hanging niggas up. Hold on.
What's your mama?
We got a lock in here, baby.
I'm going to see Zay. Zay, let me ride in the. I'm gonna ride in the hatch. I'm gonna ride in the back of the truck.
Oh man, not the hatch.
Hey, put me one of them old ass matches you got in the back, Zay.
Get Mike Hill on.
It's Mike Hill
race.
Get him on.
Man, get
it don't matter who race it is. He said Bobby Cole, motherfucker.
Get dog on, man.
Bobby Cole.
Dog already on. Dog already on. He went on
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Since
getting
your money, we be locked, man.
Oh,
shit.
Getting some of
your PayPal.
I ain't got no damn PayPal. I ain't never had a PayPal in my life.
Hey, Tim, who the money will be paying you? Who the money he's sending
Mike
to
Hill.
When he pay you?
Why can't Mike Hill do it?
I'll be sending it to my daughter.
Okay, well, send it to a Tim's daughter,
out.
Junior. Cash out to a Tim's daughter, Junior.
Hey, but let me ask you this, though, Leon. I might not be going to that race.
Yeah, you are. You can ride with me. I want you to go.
I'm a DP.
You got another choice.
I have something to do. What day is it? What date is
5th and 6th?
November 5th and
6th.
What day is it?
I gotta have people who got my money and ain't here.
No, it's gonna be $2,000
on $10,000.
Hey, hold on, Julia, I understand what you're doing, but I need Lil Will. I need Lil Will and Kimo to say something. You trying to buy the bet, man. You trying to be nervous.
You must be nervous.
I'm not gonna
run
you. You must be nervous, man. You trying to buy the bet.
Right, you going to buy
it? You trying to buy it? That's what Lil Will saying, man.
$1,000 on $5,000, man.
Fuck is you mean? 2 on 10. All
right.
You trying to buy the bet, man?
All right. My car.
Oh, man.
Thing,
not
Leon,
the monkey
nervous.
That sky's the limit, and I
not the monkey
yeah,
nervous.
When he gets there, motherfuckers might bet with him. They might bet with him. The shit might get up to 20. No, man. He ain't going to lock in no fucking 2 on 10.
Hey, hold on, kid.
Hold on, kid.
Hey, Junior, look. You know that bet don't go up there. No,
it's
going to get up.
It's going to be a $2,000 punk out bet if I'm switching
man,
the car
over.
Why
are
we
out
racing? It's that simple.
You don't give a fuck, nigga. You the one trying to get think you got something sweet. Faggot motherfucker.
Oh, man, not the nervous.
Yeah, I don't know what you're
you the one think you got something sweet. He just trying to race.
My bad, guys.
He don't give a fuck if you race. If Leon don't give a fuck if you race for $25,000 to $3,000. This is first class on the goddamn car. You the one thinking sweet. No, you should think of that. Ain't no motherfucker Frank to run you. Deion got to be a damn fool. If Deion ain't Frank to run you, motherfucker.
My mistake. My mistake.
So he got to go 2-10. Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Man, I don't
know. Man, that's a junior generation. Every week is scared to death. Now get your coward ass
ass out of here.
That's some bullshit.
I'm shocked.
I'm
shocked.
He said 105.
That's
what
I'm saying,
man.
And he trying to go. This motherfucker, Junior, ain't getting nothing but dick pumped in him with Street Outlaws, and you won't fuck with Leon for 105.
Zaybo, that's some bullshit, Zaybo.
I got a race this weekend. I got the track day this Tuesday.
I understand that. We're going to the track. We talking about... You're not listening, man. We talking about Mike Hill race, man.
Yes.
We talking about this week.
That excited me.
Hey, Leon, would you do me a favor? Quit saying sky's the limit to faggot-ass Junior. No, you don't. You don't bet shit. You ain't never raised a motherfucker for 10 in your life.
How much you want to bet, kids?
I ain't gonna bet.
Junior.
Hey, I'm gonna bet you this. I'll bet you anything you wanna bet that you ain't raised nobody for 10 that I know of. Not bet.
Well, that's the dumbest bet I've ever heard of.
I did, you dumb, stupid motherfucker. So that's the dumbest bet. The bet you telling me, you just gonna have a motherfucker say you ran for 10. You ain't never ran for 10 in your life.
Public knowledge.
Motherfucker.
Come on.
You a lie.
Come on, shorty.
You a lie. I ran for a dub, motherfucker. I ran for 20, motherfucker.
You see how you do that?
You're
nah, but I'm just saying, man, you ain't nothing. Get the fuck out of here, man. You ain't never ran for no 10,000.
Okay, man.
Brother Skin. Block in, what's up? Uh-oh, Tim, I was in there.
Brother Skin. No, I was just trying to tell you this. I got a text here. Clyde say, put him down for 500 and 500 for 10. That's 6,000 already. That's 6,000 now.
Uh-oh. Damn. That's 106. 106, motherfucker. Get up there.
Hey, put your both that 1,000 on the punk out.
Who you talking to?
Come on, Junior.
I thought that motherfucker Junior was talking to me.
Good God almighty.
Hey, Zay.
What up, though?
Hey, Zay, how this bitch gonna tell me what to put on Leon, and I told him to put 4,000 on Lil Wheel, and he wouldn't do it? Suck my dick, motherfucker. You gonna tell, how the fuck you gonna tell me who to bet, where to put my fucking money at? My money going
damn,
on Carter
Johnny.
With that track hole, motherfucker.
You,
fuck is you talking
you
about? Or that weak-ass Hellcat that they stole. Go find that bitch and get the fuck down. I don't hear all this shit.
Stole a repo.
Fuck is you talking about? Go get the from the repo, man, Junior. You got it. Go get it, motherfucker. Take the little weed money you got with your faggot ass and go let them smoke and blow smoke up their ass, motherfucker. Get it back. I'm
tagging
your
ass up.
That is so
about.
Disrespectful.
Hey, motherfucker,
he gonna
tell us we all should join together and put up the 10. If we want to do it, bitch, you can't tell us what to do. We do what the fuck we want to do with our goddamn money. I don't give a fuck if I'm betting 80,000, motherfucker. He said 105. You don't want to lock that in? Go suck a fat baby dick. You ain't got no neck, no motherfucker.
Not,
way. You got a dick going down your neck already,
not
motherfucker.
Not the
fuck
fat baby, shorty.
Go suck one of them fat baby dick and hope it's a nipple.
You are so disrespectful.
The Street Outlaws, Daddy Dave, or whatever the fuck they name it, they ain't giving you shit but dick and bubblegum. They fresh out of bubblegum, motherfucker.
Let me tell you how you just told me.
JJ the boss. JJ the boss, shorty.
Man, y'all finna make a little weird.
Hey, JJ the boss ain't giving that nigga nothing but hard dick and bubblegum.
Damn.
They putting that dick right in your ass. I bet you have a neck when you come back this time. They gonna stretch that dick out,
man.
Man, they gonna put that dick in his
neck.
Ass, man. His whole neck gonna come up out of his motherfucking shirt.
not the goose neck, shorty.
Hey,
Shorty, not
you know
a
that motherfucking kid? That motherfucking kid gonna hit that steering wheel. Oh shit!
Lord, how much?
Hey, you keep on talking. You leave with that no crap motherfucker. Your steering wheel gonna come up in your lap like they did, motherfucker. Your motherfucking wheel gonna get the wobbling. I want to see Lil Will go on the laptop and see if he overcorrected with his stupid ass.
Oh, man.
Why
are you mad at me?
I wouldn't give a fuck what them bitches say, Nelly. Hey, Nelly, you ain't see me sweat. I ain't get mad at nothing. This when I crashed Kamala, Lil Will told me shit, I was laughing with him. Bitch, shut up, bitch. Go get that motherfucking Hellcat back. They just crashed that bitch. They just jumped off the ceiling with that bitch.
Not the repo.
Fuck is y'all talking about, man?
How many notes you got to be behind before they come hook and book that bitch?
Three. He's 3,000. Hey, Louis, I got 3,000, baby. I give it
not
to
three
you.
Behind.
Damn, I just heard some thunder and lightning. That was Lil Will Cotton that fell off the cliff.
Oh, man.
You keep it up, bitch. We're going to hang the show up now.
We keeping this ragged motherfucker going, nigga. We entertaining you, punk motherfucker. What the fuck are you talking about? Ass, nigga. I guarantee you, if I get quiet, the whole room going to get dark. You know, ain't number thunder and lightning and Tim out snoring. Fuck is you talking about?
Lord, have mercy.
Tim, what's up?
They're
trying to get that pot up.
Yeah, they woke him up. They're trying to get that money up there. 6,000. They got 6,000.
Hold on, y'all ain't gonna get that pot up, but you know we locked in one of them. I'm about to go out with a bang. They know that, man. That's Junior just trying to, you know, he trying to act tough on the phone. That's all, man. Oh, man, not Speed Outlaw Junior. Junior is less to deal.
I think Tuff is offering a come to my track rental for free, pay his day off. That's pretty tough. I'm ready Tuesday.
Man, go get that raggedy ass Ford Explorer you got. I'm going to beat the fuck out of you. You got five in the hit. You got five in the hit with your wife Explorer, motherfucker. Go do something to it.
Oh, man.
Hey, no prep on that, motherfucker. Let's run some asphalt, motherfucker. Fuck what you talking about? Nigga, we run no prep every motherfucking day. What the fuck that mean?
You ain't fast. That's what that means.
Oh, what? See, how y'all go with that fast shit? We don't give a fuck who fast. We racing. We racing.
Every weekend.
Hey, okay, listen to this. Hey, that's just like you said. That's just like you said. You ain't doing shit for him, Mayweather. You can't fight Mike Tyson. You ain't no heavyweight. Hey, get the fuck out of here, motherfucker. Whatever class you in, that's what class your punk ass in, motherfucker. I bet you can't wrestle 98 pounds never in life unless you caught cancer and died or something and lost all your weight and your bones showing, mother. Your bones weigh more than 98
pounds. Lord, how much? You're disrespectful to Junior, man.
Man, I'm going to do your ass, and I'm going to call him at 6 in the morning and get on his ass some more. I'll call you at 6 in the morning, and get on your stinking ass a little bit more.
Not Street Outlaw, Junior.
Man, he ain't no Street Outlaw. I don't even know why y'all calling no shit like that. I ain't never seen the motherfucker on the episode.
Oh, man.
Hey. I saw a motherfucker on there with no neck, but it didn't look like him. I didn't know it was him. Oh, okay. No, you know what it is? No, I'm going to keep it real. Junior, you on that lost footage, motherfucker. You know that footage they put on the shelf? They ain't had yours yet, motherfucker. You know how they add all the motherfucking episodes there, and they leave about 20 of them on the shelf? Junior with them 20. Hey, how the fuck they showing Wick before they showing Junior, man?
Man, I seen Whit on there betting that phony money, man.
Yeah,
yeah. Whit was on there betting that phony
mercy.
Block. Hey, Whit, hey, we was losing that money, acting like he sweating. They threw some water on his forehead, like, man, we're going to try again. Man, get the fuck
Lord
out of here, man. Man, that's the funniest shit I ever seen in my life.
Right,
JJ the Boss acting like he tough with his sweet ass. Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
My.
Man, I don't even want to watch no shit like that no more. The only reason why I watch it, because I fuck with Wit. I like Wit. Man, I don't even watch that raggedy-ass shit, man. That bullshit out of here, man. That's
right,
some bullshit. I hope the rain go down and the bitch fall off like bad candy, motherfucker. Hope it fall off like bad dope, motherfucker. Fuck out of here. Fuck that raggedy-ass show.
Hey,
yeah, I'm a hater.
Hey,
I'm hating on it. Fuck that raggedy-ass show. Yeah, come on.
Nice, Jordan.
When I saw the show, kept turning the volume up. I turned the CTV full blast. And found out Junior didn't have a talking part. He didn't have no talking part.
Oh,
man.
Come on.
Not just that.
The boss is
so
Junior
couldn't say no lines, and they ain't even had no lines. You can just say what you want to say on that bitch. And he didn't remember that. He didn't remember what he wanted to say. And he can say what he wanted to say.
Not JJ the Boss, the puppet.
Hey, Zay, if you can't
not
go
JJ
on
the
movie and say what you want to say and don't say nothing, what the fuck you going to do if you had to read some lines or script?
Wow.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
The boss is puppet.
My.
Man, there's no way that I couldn't do a movie racing a cop and talking shit. I say this same shit I'm saying right now. Boy, the race be high in the motherfucker, Junior. I'm talking about that no-neck-ass motherfucker you is. I'll tear your ass up.
Not Junior with the no-neck.
Me out, because I'm going to tell you, you're so dick and everything. They're going to bleep my ass out. They're going to be more bleep than that motherfucker than anything. Bleep. I'm going to say, you suck dick.
You was very disrespectful to Junior.
Oh,
man, no, man, because Junior disappointed me. Man, that motherfucker don't want to race. Go on, Ken. No. I don't try him. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Motherfucker, the last two on ten was Donnie and them, man. It was Donnie and Lil Will, motherfucker. They ain't got paid yet. They don't motherfucker doing no 2 on 10.
not trying to buy it, right? Sure.
Crossville's looking like rain. They're going to call this race Monday.
fuck it. I'll lock Lee. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. It's 70% for the $250,000 race down there. Tell Leon lock in for this weekend at VMP 1-on-5, Virginia Motor.
What the fuck is VMP? What is that,
that's
man?
Where all your
man, not the Virginia Motor Sports Park, Junior.
I don't even know what this man's talking
about. Mike Hill's race.
I'm not telling Leon shit. Leon a grown-ass man. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Do it over there,
70%. But why is you telling Leon, man? I ain't got nothing to do with it, man. God damn.
Then you should have shut the fuck up the whole time.
I'm not talking no shit. I'm talking shit to you, Junior.
You had a lot to do with it when you were talking.
You a lie. You a lie.
Again for VMP this weekend.
Hey, Zay, could you interpret
not
that for me?
VMP,
what the fuck is VMP? What's that?
I don't know.
What's that?
Virginia
Motorsports.
Virginia Motorsports Park.
I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what the fuck you talking about. I don't know
Virginia
nothing about
Motorsports
what that
Park.
Race
they're having up there.
In Virginia. That's Virginia. That's Virginia.
About a stupid little motherfucker. James, what are you talking about?
Hey.
It's a little lying.
Hey.
Stupid.
I am a stupid motherfucker. But you the stupid motherfucker keep going to street outlaws and getting no money.
Oh, man,
shorty.
Not the JJ the Boss
of
Sidekick.
I ain't that stupid. You JJ the Boss side, bro. You a side, bitch.
Shorty,
you
a
side.
Oh, man, not the sidekick.
And I win every time I go, Shorty. Every sticker on
the
car pays me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You got to pay attention.
I hear you, baby.
Clown car, NASCAR out there. You just got to market yourself well.
I hear you, man. I'm trying to market myself. I'm taking advice from you.
He's a little dick sucker.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have
mercy. Junior.
My.
Hey, Junior.
That's street outlaw, Junior.
Hey, Junior. Hey, Junior.
Did you fix that neck yet?
I'm back. What I missed? Man, you know what you missed. I'm on Junior ass. You know what the fuck you missed, nigga.
Man, they just can't do it. I need the key to wake back up. It's a bitch.
Yep. Man, who the fuck is that snoring, man? Chemo?
Tim Howell.
Man, that's Chemo, man. Chemo ain't saying a word in about an hour. I know it's him.
Chemo.
Yeah,
wild lady. Say, who is that snoring?
Hey. Tell him somebody with some nuts on their chin. They got a dick in their mouth.
Oh, man. Not the kickstand. Not the kickstand, shorty.
Yes, sir. Hey, that's Junior. He got nuts on his chin. He gonna tell Leon 2-on-10. I know he got a dick in his mouth.
And Leon came out strong for a minute. Unlimited camp, bet enough. You gotta remember,
hey,
I don't
Junior,
whoop this ass.
Hey, bro, Wick. So Leon got it up there tonight,
Junior.
Hold on, Junior.
Hey, Wick. We ain't get a chance to talk to you last weekend because we know you had a wreck. I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
When that black bitch cut up out of there, and Tutu cut up out of there, and that wind light came on. Did you holler and yell and cuss all them motherfuckers out when you whooped that ass? I just need to know that.
Yeah, I had to do that. I cussed up.
You said what? You said you did what with? Wick, shit breaking up. Wick. Man, Wick, shit done went broke. Damn. I can't hear.
I don't want boy something.
Call back, Wick. Your phone fucked up.
Lord have mercy.
Boy, I know that killed a lot of motherfuckers, boy, and that goddamn motherfucking goddamn shouty pulled it off. And the bank betting on goddamn Tutu, boy. Oh.
My.
Yes, Lord.
Man, them motherfuckers is on this TV dropping this football like a motherfucker. Hey, Whit.
A lot of water on the ball. It's raining.
You got
a lot of noise, man.
I ain't got no lot of noise.
You sound like you in the car, though. We can hear you.
I am, but I ain't got no lot of noise no more.
But listen to what I'm saying. That you yell and cuss all the motherfuckers out with.
Yeah, especially Bobby Cole. I cuss his ass out, too.
Oh, man, not the Bobby Cole.
Man, what you call punk motherfucker? I told you.
Yeah,
what you tell him?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Motherfucker, you. I cut them motherfuckers out real. They thought they seen a ghost. No ghost.
Your shit fucking up, Whit.
But you were very disrespectful when you fell out on the track though, Whit.
Hell, I thought I seen a UFO.
Damn, Whit. Hey, Whit, now I got one question.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I got to be with Lil Will now. Was it strategy? Because everybody keep talking about you should have sprayed that motherfucking track.
It could have got sprayed, but that didn't have nothing to do with no, when both of us went down. There was not no strategy. I had to go down the same track he went down. Both of us sent a little bit in the grip chain. You do that in fast car. You know, it could have got sprayed. I ain't going to lie. We could have, but it was just, both of us, actually, they got up there quicker than I thought. He got up there real quick when I called both of them up there. And when he got up there, I was like, God damn. Now I seen my car rolling up. I'm like, shit, well, fuck it. We might as well go and do it. They hand sprayed it.
Yeah.
Track felt good. He didn't do nothing. What did the car do? Well, I mean, it probably could have ran better. Maybe if we sprayed it or whatever, my mind probably would have too. He really would have got gas. I'll run them anywhere else. It don't make no difference. It didn't have nothing to do with no spray. He just lost. That's it. I won that race. I was a better man that day. It wasn't no strategy. Wasn't no none of that.
Good report. Good report.
Trick or treat is get your ass up there. But I do say if I would have sprayed it, it probably would have been better. Of course it would have been better. But the track wasn't bad. I can tell you that. The track wasn't bad. Now, it wasn't no fucking MGP. It wasn't no fucking making or nothing the day they had that small block race or whatever they was over there. It wasn't that, but it was good. Both of them cars went down through there, and both of them cars went down through there good. Now, what he did at the end of the track, I don't know what happened or whatever that was, but it wasn't no spinning way down there at the fucking 600 feet.
They say he had to drift, though. He had to get up. He had to whack it.
But why did he drift? Nah, that man ain't got out no fucking gas. Stop. He might have got out at the 600 feet. I'm talking about not before that. Now, he drifted because I don't know. I don't know why he drifted. That I couldn't answer. But he did drift, but it didn't have nothing to do with, like, spinning and drifting or some shit like that. No. Nah. Who did a good sportsman? They're a good team. We're going to do it again. They won the first one. They beat me in Texas. I beat them in Holly.
Where y'all going next?
We're going to try to do it again. If I can get my driver situated, we might do it. If it's possible, we might can do it at Mike Gilroy. If I can get my driver is messed up. He got a blood clot in his leg.
Oh, man.
I had to go get my driver to the hospital just to do the race.
But I forgot, a lot of people don't know. They say Kiki had a little mild stroke or something.
Kiki
we got to send prayers.
Y'all send prayers out for Kiki. Y'all make sure he's doing
all right, though? Y'all talk to him?
Yeah, we talk to him. He's doing pretty good. But make sure y'all send prayers out for Kiki, man. Good guy. Brewers game. Racing plenty of years, so. He's at home. I don't know if he's at home, but we did talk to him on the morning show, and he's doing pretty good. He's doing better. I don't know why people. Tutu ain't saying nothing about that race. I mean, the driver ain't saying nothing about that race because I talked to him. It's the other people saying we could have did this and saying that could have happened. But one thing I learned about it's the same way as life. It went the way the good Lord wanted it to go, so that's how it went.
So you trying to say you had God's favor? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I mean,
not God's plan.
God's favor that day, huh?
Yeah, Tutu, he ain't got a good job. Yeah,
just we could have we you know could have went either way. It was a good race. Could have went either way.
Yeah, but then they say they fucked y'all up. They got back on y'all with them streetcars though. Is that any coming
well,
Yeah, they did
get back on this, with the vent they had over there.
Oh man, not the double D.
Yeah, they did get back with the vent. But it was a lot of grudge races, Will. It was over fifty grudge races in 48 hours. So it was a lot of people got up, got down. You know, Johnny knocked the Keisha car off. Matter of fact, we knocked three of the top cars in the world off. We knocked Keisha off. We knocked the Zeus car off, and we knocked Game Over. Keisha, Zeus, and Game Over. Them top dog cars right there. Yeah. We took the truck and knocked Keisha off in the shootout in Gamble. But one thing about it, I want to tell all those guys, appreciate, thank you for coming to support the event, you know, Trick or Treat. It's a major grudge event, and we get a lot of support, and I just want to thank all the guys for coming out supporting that event. It's a good event to attend if you're all about grudge racing. Right. You want to see some grudge racing, and you want to do some grudge racing, it's a nice event that, you know, need to get down there.